cases, we just kind of got, the first piece of garden says, if the first piece presents the sheet of the one time,
where is it going to start
that? Common tradition is of the opinion that the earth, it's the, it's Seyit HaTuchom. If the first day it has Priyashman before Seyit HaTuchom, he's not yet in it. The Rashi is bothered with the Kasha, but we do it all the time.
Aloha, it's our Mishnah, we just talk about the Mishnah. And yet we do it all the time. It doesn't matter if early in Shul before Seyit HaTuchom is the Hallow. The Yotzei, the Rashi gave the explanation that you have to say Priyashman Amita and the Yotzei with it.
The thesis is this. I said, then Rashi has the Kasha, so why do you recite Priyashman in Shul?
Why do you recite Priyashman in Shul? Why do you say Shmon Esri in Shul? That's not a Kasha. It doesn't matter. It's not a matter. It's not a mincha. It's not a matter.
Why do you say Bichas Kriyashma Shul?
It's also not a kasha. Rashi is not bothered with that because he holds that Bichas Kriyashma is a din of Liyod Mitzad Yod Mishvachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dachar Kach. He's followed as a function of Tzilo. It seems that Tzigiyah Zman Tzilo, so it's Tzigiyah Zman Bichas Kriyashma also.
But just the Kriyashma. Why do you say Kriyashma Shul? If you're not yet to the Kriyashma Shul, you have to say again later.
So why do you say Kriyashma Shul? So Rashi says the Yishami has that kasha. So what is the Yishami says? Kidei Lamed B'Tzilo. What does that mean? To put us in a good mood. So that when we daven, we recite Kriyashma, the person is imbued with the Lumi Yoshamai. And then when we daven Shemana Esrei, the Shemana Esrei will work better. But the Kriyashma that he recites in Shul, he's not really able to the mitzvah with. He has to repeat it again at home. I used to say this, so you should have to say all the three parashiyos. But the Rishayim already explained within Rashi. Rashi obviously is of the opinion that not all the three parashiyos are their right, that Parashiyos Rishayim is enough. Parashiyos Rishayim is their right, so if you recite the Parashiyos Rishayim, after Seyit HaTuchom, one is yours. The Taisus is listening off a lot of kashas against Rashi. He left off in the middle of 30 kashas. He left off the Yod, the line begins there, that's 10 lines into the Taisus. Yod, the Osa Kriyashma Tomach Lamito, when you recite Kriyashma Lamito before you go to sleep, Eino Ela B'Shvil HaMazikim. It's only in order to protect one from the mazikim. Can you all know the samoch and the aleph? And the gemara says, "Im samochachem who ain't a zarech." And the person is a samochachem, the Torah will protect him from the mazikim. When the Torah is going to protect him from the mazikim, but he has to repeat the kriyashma for the sake of mitzvah kriyashma. So the Rishayim says, "Also no kash." The gemara says that the samochachem doesn't have to say kriyashma lamita. The Torah that he learns will protect him. That goes that he don't marry his man. If he doesn't marry, they have to say, no, if he doesn't marry early, even if you're a Talmud Chacham, you have to say Kriyashma Lamita for the sake of Mrs. Kriyashma Pashas. The Rishonim say the Taisus Kashas are not so insurmountable. The old Kashas, Taisus Bada, but not a Kashas, you came. If Rashi is right, that you don't marry early because his man of marriage has already come. But the Kriyashma you say later, after Taisus Chachamim, it comes out that Shachra is, you say Kriyashma first and then Shemana Esrei. And then Maariv, he said Kriyashma first, he said Shemana Esrei first, and then Kriyashma later. And that's a dispute in the Gemara, whether you require Snichas Gubal Tzvila by Maariv. Machlokes later, between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shulchan Levi. The Taisus says, whenever there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and any other of his contemporaries, let's say Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish. But the din is always like Rabbi Yechanan with very few exceptions. Rabbi Yechanan, Halachas Rabbi Yechanan. Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, Halachas Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there's a dispute between Rabbi Yechanan and anybody else, we say the Magen Avraham quotes the following Hilchos Shabbos. Halachik Rabbi Yechon Negin B'nei Dorah. Because it's 2-1. Because it's Rabbi Shmuel both disagree with Rabbi Yechon. Whenever it's Rabbi Yechon against one of his contemporaries, so we always pass Rabbi Yechon. With the one exception of Rabbi Shulchan Aruch. That's a tradition that the Rabbi Yechon has from the Goyim, because there's a Gemara at the end of Megillah. The Gemara has a dispute which has a higher level of Kedusha. A Beis HaKnesses, where you daven, or a Beis HaMedrash, where you learn. What's an Aftimina? There is a Bina Malam HaKodesh Olam HaRidim. So something had a higher level of Kedusha. When you convert it, you want to convert it into a lower level of Kedusha, that's a Nisa Derayis. It's a violation of the Malam from a Kodesh. Malam HaKodesh Lomarim. So the Gemara has a Machlech is, are you permitted to convert a Shul into a Beis Medrash? Or the reverse, to convert a Beis HaMedrash where there is to learn into a Shul. Is that a violation of Maridin or is it not? So the Gemara has Machlech of Yechon and Shul HaLevi. Then the Gemara takes this for granted without establishing whom the din is like, more takes against. Of course, the din is like Rabbi Shulchan Levi. That Mokum, where you learn Torah, has a higher level of Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. The Taisus says, how do they know to take it for granted? That the Beis HaMedrash, where you learn, has a higher level of Kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. The Taisus says, it would appear from that Gemara that whenever Rabbi Shulchan Levi has something to say, he always passes on again.
Halachi Rabbi Shimon Levi against even against Rabbi Yechon. The Taisa says that here also there is a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Levi that he needs smichas gudul atzila only in shachris. Or even a marriage. Smichas gudul atzila means that in the morning you recite Kriyat Shema with the brachas before and after, and conclude that brachas Kriyat Shema Goal Yisrael. And right away you start the Shema Nesha. You're not allowed to talk. You need to read brachas Goal Yisrael in the beginning of the Shema Nesha. So the Machlokes is, what about by Ma'ariv? Is there a requirement for Smichas Gudul Atzila Ma'ariv? The Gemara says later, what's the issue? The Gemara says that you see as Mitzrayim or as the Gula, and the Shaila is the permission, when did the Yetzias Mitzrayim occur? The Yetzias Mitzrayim, the permission to leave Mitzrayim was given by Machti Alayla at the time of Marcus Bukhari, the Pharaoh was frightened out of his wits, so he gave Moshe Rabbeinu chasing after Moshe Rabbeinu. He gave him permission to leave, and he said, go, leave, leave, leave. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, so he had to stay in the tribe until the morning. So the permission to leave was given in the official state declaration, the government declaration, that Pharaoh was freeing the Jewish people, that until then they were Avodim L'Paro, and from now on they're free, and Hallelujah Abdi Hashem, Abdi Paro, he made a declaration, they should not praise the Paro, made a declaration that now the Jewish people are free, now they're servants of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, no longer history. So this declaration was made in the middle of the night, but they didn't actually leave until the morning, so the Gemara says, the Gemara Gula was in the morning, the Trilas Agula was at night. And that's a shaila, whether Haskalta the Gula, whether the Haskalta Sagula is sufficiently meaningful, that you should require Smichas Gula Tzvila at night. Also, or no, you only require Smichas Gula Tzvila in the morning, because in the daytime was the Ika Gula. Even though we're not davening on Pesach, we're davening all year long. But somehow the Gemara says that the Gula was Bayom, for sure the Gula was Bayom on Pesach in the morning. So when we recite Gual Yisrael in the daytime, that's the Gemara Gula, so you need Smichas Gula Tzvila. Malay was a machlokes, because the Gemara says, Zod Kasha, that the Gemara has this machlokes later on, whether you need Smichas Gudul Atzila Balayla or not. And how do we paskin? Do you need Smichas Gudul Atzila or not? The Taisha says, well, according to Rashi, that you daven Ma'ariv early, and you're not yet to Kriyat Shema till later, and you have to repeat the Kriyat Shema later, so it doesn't come out that there's no Smichas Gudul Atzila. Why the not Smichas Gudul Atzila? The Yod Kasha, what's the Kasha exactly? The Yin Kain, if Rashi is right, that you daven off Ma'ariv early at the early minyan, and then you just repeat Kriyat Shema later, and Kain Paskinim for Rabbi Shua B'Levi Yomar, Rabbi Shua B'Levi's opinion is later, Tzilos, B'Emsa, Tiknum, that the Chachamim HaMetzah came to say Kriyat Shema first in the morning, then Shmon Esrei Shachris, then Yinseh Shmon Esrei, then Ma'ariv Shmon Esrei, then Kriyat Shema later. That's what Rashi is saying. It say Kriyat Shema in the morning, Kriyat Shema at night, and Kriyat Shema is in between the two Kriyat Shema. So Shmon Esrei is a sandwich in between the two Kriyat Shema. So Taisa says that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon the Levi. How do you pass it? It's unclear. So normally we pass like Rabbi Yechonon against the Nedoro. We say, what exception of Rabbi Shimon the Levi? So do we really pass like Rabbi Shimon the Levi here? Yama Tfilos Diemta, Tikhon Tirish Diemta, Bein Shnei Kriyashma, Bein Kriyashma Al Shal Shachris, Bein Kriyashma Shal Arvis? Do you talk to like that? Taisa says, no, they are not kind of ignorant of the Ferish later, that we talk to Krab Yechon, and don't become an Ezeb and Adam Adwa, and that's not Gula Shal Arvis, and Tfilo, that you require Tfilo Gula Tfilo by Maira, just like you require, that even that Chalt of the Gula didn't learn, even though Balai was only Haskola Tagula, and Mara Gula was only Bayol. But the Ashkola Tagula is also meaningful, so therefore you require Tfilo Gula Tfilo even by Maira. Even more passing in the Ferish, but even though usually we talk to like a Bishimulai, they mention Rabbi Yechonon, here we talk to like Rabbi Yechonon against the Bishimulai. What is Taisa's Kasha? But isn't Rashi's practice of being gate to Kriyat Shema by Kriyat Shema Lamito, you say Kriyat Shema in the morning first, Kriyat Shema at night when you go to sleep, and his three Shema Nesis are in between, so Taisa says, ooh, that's your Lekha Lacha, you're lacking still as Gula Vesila. So we don't understand what that cash is, no? Going to Rashi, you did miss the full of three words. You said, well, you said, whatever, that's the problem. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem.
When you say the
No, Rashi says you say the brothers with the Kriyashma. Rashi asks, why do you say the Kriyashma? The brothers, Nicha, the Shmanesri, Nicha, why do you say the Kriyashma? Rashi says, no, the Kriyashma, because they're not between the Matev Zedek, so to put you in a good mood so that the Shmanesri will be meaningful. So Rashi is obvious that you're saying the Bicha is Kriyashma with the Kriyashma, with the Shmanesri.
Why?
No, Rashi is Tatasha, why do you say Kriyashma? Why should you just say Bahurachum, the Birka Kriyashma, Shma, that's the leader of Kriyashma. Say Kriyashma later when you're about to go to sleep. Right, the Lord says the Kriyashma will put you into a good mood. Right, say the Birka Kriyashma is Nichir. When it's after the Shvi, it's the Zman for Mayu. So that's Mayu. The Lord says, prepare yourself to marry, you have to have the Yisad, or the Mishmach, 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 they say Bichas Kriyashma, to put you into the proper frame of either Shvach or Shvach or Shvach. And then she asked me. You can say Hashem instead of Shvach. You could, but Rashi doesn't seem to live like that. Rashi seems to say...
Other thing, the
motion. Yeah.
No, the punch of Shan Rashi is that you say the whole night from the beginning to the end. And then Rashi is always bothered. No, it's the punch of Shan. They're not the only bothered with one kasha, but the Kriyashma, you want your place. So why do you bother to say that? Leave that out. Just say the Birchas Kriyashma with the Shmana Esrei, and then say the Kriyashma later. But he says, no, the Kriyashma serves a function. That's the function of being gave to Kriyashma. The function that serves it, Kriya Lamed, the Tzvim, and the Tzvim, and the Tzvim. So what says is Kashi, and really has this as well as Kriya. He said, Bihut.
You don't need to go through the
Rashi will be next to the Tzvim. The Tzvim Meir, he said, Bihut, Kriya, and he said, well, he's going to fetch my answer. So he has Bihut, Kriya, and the Tzvim. So what's bothering him?
The Shulman Levi had to dispute with Rabbi Yechon, then you require this as Gulu Sula by Meir, or is it unnecessary?
Who did they say? No, Rav Shimon Levi had a different list from Iris. Rav Shimon Levi's Iris was that, yeah, you say Shimon Levi first and then you say creation with the brachas later. Yeah! Regularly, every night, you say Shimon Levi first and you say brachas creation with the creation later all the time. But we don't follow that. We normally follow Rav Yechon. So what exactly says the Kashi with this little fool of Tzvila? Rashi already still has little fool of Tzvila. He says, Bichat Krishna, Gwal, Yisrael, Shmona, Esra, Tzvila, Tzvila, what's wrong? So apparently, this is Kashi is...
If you have to have a little
fool,
it has to be at night.
It's not at night. It's like saying the afternoon, you say, Tzvila, Tzvila, Tzvila. Doesn't mean it. He gets to make the
Tzvila, 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 Tzvila. Yeah, that's right. But it is Tzvila. He said, that's Tzvila, Gwal, Yisrael. That's Gwal, Yisrael. According to Rashi, that's the Zman of Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma is a function of Shmona Esrei. So since it's already Higiyah Zman Ma'ariv, it says Higiyah Zman Birchas Kriyashma. It's just a Zaino Higiyah Zman Kriyashma. But Birchas Kriyashma is Higiyah Zman, because that's the function of Yisrael and Shvach HaShavach 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 HaShavach. So it's the Zman of Ma'ariv, it's the Zman of Birchas Kriyashma. So he had Gula and he had Tzvila, so what's the problem? So what kind of Tashlis is, the Tashlis is asking the Shittas from before. The Tzeis is just before Tzeis, the Tzeis when they first quoted the Rashi, the Kasha number one was, they quoted all Rashi and have a period. And they said, okay, you should be shown, and they say, Tzeis, the Tzeis, hello, ain't hold of a given Likra Sama, the Shriva, the Parashi, the Shriva, the Kamadav Sama. The Tzeis, the Parashi, the Shriva, the Likra. That's what they're talking about, that was the first Kasha. So when we spoke about the first Kasha, so we said, well, apparently, the Shriva said, well, apparently, Rashi's opinion is that Krishna, the writer, doesn't need all the three Parashi. Kriyashma the right is either Tarshan Rishon is enough, or maybe only Pasuk Rishon. The Ramban's opinion later is that Pasuk Rishon is the right to say something more in the second period. Only Shmaitel is the right, and the rest is only the Rabbonim. Maybe Parshat Shem is the right, and so there's man of Kriyashma that you have to have that gift. It says the Kriyashma is only for the Kriyashma the right. For the Kriyashma the Rabbonim, you don't need any reason. The Kriyashma the right, the Parshat Shem is going to say no. Why? The third Parshat is that the right, you learn that from the Pasuk. You have to have the ears, you see us in Tzrayim, Bayoma Balayla, every day of the year, all year long, every day, Bayoma Balayla. So before Tzeitah Kuchavim is not yet Laila, it's a step against us of Laila, the Akamashi hold that he gets the ears, he sees the time of that time. Huh? So we mentioned 2 weeks ago, when we started mentioning up any year, and it says, no, it doesn't say in the Pasuk Laila. The Chachamim just said, call him Echa Yachalim. What do you mean, call you mechayaka? Imechayaka is hayom. And call is not another's man. As long as it's another's man. So normally, what's another's man, yom? What's another's man? Laila. And you say, what's another's man outside of day? Night. So he says, love that kid. When it comes to skiing, there's already another's man. Not this man on Laila, but it's still another's man. Not the full man on yom. So for the purpose of the Muslim period, it's time to call the rabbi, it's another's man. But apparently Tosef didn't think like that. Tosef was bothered with the kasha. You should have to take all three parshiyos. Here it says in Sinai that they write the Vayom of Alayla, and Benash Moshes is the stuff again, the stuff of Lailam, so they write the Chumra. You have to say the third parshiyah, you have to say Takachavim, and the third parshiyah is the Chiyuv of the Chiyuv of the Chiyuv, that's Gula. And Tosef apparently understood that Gula, Smichas Gula, the Tzviva, doesn't mean, like we say, that the Brach of Gol Yisrael should be recited right before the Shemoneh Esrei, and you shouldn't talk. You shouldn't be matzik in between Gol Yisrael. No! Gol Yisrael is just the tail end of the Chir, of the Chir, and Chir, and Zion. It's the first parasha of Kriya Shema. But that has to be Smichas Gula L'Tzvilah. You have to recite the Shemoneh Esrei right after fulfilling the mitzvah deraita of the Chir, and Chir, and Zion. So if you want to say the Kriya Shema L'Amitah, what does it have to be? Tosef says, Kashan Amon, you have to say all three parashiyos. They assume that Rashi made a mistake. So Rashi says, the Kriyas Parsha Rishayma, Shodim Kari Amitos V'yotzer. That's love dafke. That's the Gimel Parsha. And we don't do that. That's Kashma on the word. And then they ask, I feel it's in Tilayma that Rashi Yagav Shitzri made a mistake. You really mean to say you're going to say all the three Parshas? What good is that? You're going to say all the three Parshas. You're not going to have Smichas Gula L'Tfila. Oh, you said Gula L'Tfila. That's not what it means. Smichas Gula L'Tfila. Smichas Gula L'Tfila means that the third Parsha Kriyashma with which you fulfill the mitzvah of the Chiyas in Tzirchus time, that's called Gula. So that has to be Smichas Gula L'Tfila. That has to be Smichas Gula L'Tfila. I, but the Gemara said the Seirish Nasa. The Gemara said the Seirish goes on the Brach of Gula L'Tfila. Gemara said, Takashe, that in the morning when you say Gol Yisrael, you have to say Shemon Esher right away. We're always laughing with Hashem thought that this was a fiyah gitiyilo. Therefore, the Gemara says, Takashi, we're laughing. But the Gemara says, well, we do the same in Iris. If you hold like Rabbi Yechon of the Dini Smithas Rula Tzila, if you finish Gol Yisrael, then you say Hashki Beinu. The Gemara doesn't ask for Baruch Hashem Liyol because that's post-Talmudic. The Gemara Talmud, they didn't say Baruch Hashem Liyol. So the Gemara asks, what about Hashkiveinu? Hashkiveinu says in the Mishnah you have to say Hashkiveinu. So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara says, since Hachachalim on the Sakin to say Hashkiveinu, you say Hashem says like this, so it's a Gula Arishna, whatever that means. We're going to have to talk about that, what that means. So the Gemara says the Gula Arishna. Why did the Gemara only ask about Hashkiveinu? The Gemara only asked about Hashem says like this, well, what is that, the whole prophet? And it's the Yatsav, and it's the Enuma. Where's the Sidra Gula L'Tzvila? The Gula means the third Parsha of Krishna. So there's always a Hashkiveinu of Sidra Gula L'Tzvila. So obviously that's not a kasha. That's not a kasha. That's part of that's gula. That's gula. The real thing of gula and tefillah means the chi of the right of reciting the third parsha of Kriyashma, which speaks about Yitzhak and Shlai. Here's the time of Yom HaBalayla. Plus, what the Chachamim on the second is a hemshech to say the bracha of Gog Yisroel. That's hemshech, that's not a kasha. It's not that Taisus holds that gula and gula and tefillah only means the third parsha of Kriyashma. No, it's obviously not means the third parsha with the bracha of Emes Yasid, Emes Yamin. But Tosis holds that it doesn't really mean just the drop off while you serve. It doesn't only mean that. Otherwise, they wouldn't ask any kasha on Rashi.
We hold that Nichon Gula Tzvira means when you fulfill the mitzvah of the Chiras Yitzir from Tzrayim, Ishlai Musa, whatever, with the Raisa, with the Rabbana, with the Parsha, with the Drosha, with the whole work, then you have to recite the Shemoneh Esrei right after. So that's what they ask. According to Rashi, every night when we daven Mar, we're in violation. True, we said to all Yisrael, but we didn't fulfill the mitzvah of the Chiras Yitzir from Tzrayim at that time. We're only fulfilling it later when we're going to say, oh, look, you know, Parsha is, and then it's going to last. Nichon Gula Tzvira, that's the discussion. That's the Shaila, doesn't have the same notes. The Rabban Yehuda right away says obviously not. He says not so. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that it is so. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that it does have the same. Yes. That's the question. Why does the Gemara? The Gemara says the favor is that it does have the same Zman. That you're supposed to say in the morning, you're supposed to say Zechir, Tzitzit, and Tzrayim. In the morning, the Zman Kriya Shema. That you can only fulfill the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, the next Mishnah is going to say. Up until 3 hours into the day, till one quarter of the day, this is Zman Kriya Shema in the morning. So that's the Zman Kriya Shema, not only applies to Kriya Shema, it applies also to Gula. That's that person that happens at the late night union. That happens at the 9:30 union on Shabbos morning, or the Shabbos end of morning. And he's going to miss the Tzadmai Kriya Shema. Everybody says Kriya Shema before, and then you go to Shulman Gat. We're going to have to discuss whether that's correct or not. So the Shabbos, how much do you say? You say, L'chiyat Yitzir Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, that just like there's a Tzadmai Kriya Shema. For Kriya Shema, in the morning there's a Tzadmai Kriya Shema, because L'chiyat Yitzir Mitzvah as well. So the Gemara, I'll be cautious, you see against the Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, if it's mine, am I not the same? It's not about my own understanding. It's totally two unrelated mitzvahs, you see. So, Kriya Shema is one mitzvah, and Zechir Tzitzit is a different mitzvah. So, there's Manashal Zalok, there's Manashal Zeh. So, the same should be Grani Shachris, and the Shachrisari is Akash. Shachrisari has a line on Brochus. Shachrisari is Akash in the Sefer. Why does the Gemara say that you have to finish the third parish of Zechir Tzitzit and Tzrayim during this Man of Kriya Shema? What's the connection of two unrelated mitzvahs? He says, Anachanam, you're coming to the Rabbah. Achunim and the Rabbanim, you have to say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim before the Selfman Kriya Shema. Very strange. Why should they have instituted such a Chumim and the Rabbanim? The Yehuda is right that the two totally unrelated mitzvahs, and you can fulfill Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim after Shkia before Tzitzak Chum by Ma'ariv and Kriya Shema. So you have to say, and the Zman of Kriya Shema and Tzitzak Chum by Ma'ariv, I'm not saying, why do they even make the Rabbanim that in Shachris they should be the same Zman? That's the shayla of the Balatanya. The Tanya talks about the quotes from the Rashba, the Shibut Rashba. Why in the world did they put in Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the middle of Kriya Shema? What does it have to do with this? So many mitzvahs in the Torah. You have to shake the lulav, you have to say havo, you have to sit in sukkah. Why don't they put in the tefillah the lulav in the middle of Kriya Shema? They're two different mitzvahs. This is a different mitzvah, the tefillah is a different mitzvah. So why do they put in Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Balatanya explains based on the Shibut Rashba, the Tanya talks about it. But it's not so that the Rav Soloveitchik always used to say that the Ashrenim over and the Rambam, the New Hasinos and the Tzlach and others here and the Rambam, why when he lists off the Taryag mitzvot, why doesn't he list as one of the mitzvot deraisa the Chiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day by Yom HaBalayla? He doesn't mention it. That's the kasha that the Ashrenim is. He lists off the Taryag mitzvot. He lists Kriya Shema by Yom HaBalayla. He lists it as one mitzvah. He recites Kriya Shema every day by Yom HaBalayla. The bottom Taryag is against the Rambam should be counted as Sunnah. Kriya Shema by Yom is one mitzvah. Kriya Shema Shoshach Shalav is a separate mitzvah. The Rambam counted as one mitzvah. Kriya Shema twice a day is one mitzvah. And Zechir Tzitzit and Tzrayim, the Rambam doesn't count as a mitzvah. So the standard simple answer that they usually give is that the Rambam only counts as mitzvahs things that are written explicitly in the Chumash, the Lashon Tzibui. It says you have to do this. Shartim le'osal yodecha v'hagu l'tzaytav v'zinecha. It says you have to put on tefillin. It says you have to put on tefillin. It says you have to say Kriya Shema. It says you have to do something. It says you have to do it. Or it says you're not allowed to be Mahal Shabbos. Whatever it says you have to do, you're not allowed to do it. That's what you count as a mitzvah. But something that's only known through a rush of the Torah Shema Peh, that the Rambam writes in the Yudnalidi Korim. He has 14 cloven as an introduction to the same on mitzvah to determine what you count and what you don't count as a mitzvah. So he says, he's only going to count those things that are their right and the foolish of the cross. Whatever is their right, if it's only known for the Torah Shema Peh, so what's Rosh HaChamim is not going to count. So the Ramban argues with the Rambam, what's wrong with the Rosh HaChamim? What do they make up Dinim the Rabbanim and they make believe that it's Dinim the right? And the answer is no. The Rambam quotes from Gemara that there are different levels of Dinim the right. So there's their right against the foolish of the cross, Shul Tishol Mikro, and the Dinim the right to the Torah Shema Peh, considered a slightly lower level. Sarosha Baal Peh is not the same. The Sarosha Bechtav is still their right, but it's a different level of a Dindar right. The Rambam right is one of his rules.
He's not trying to count mitzvahs or isurim that are only known through drushes, through a midah shatar and a drushes. He's only going to count those mitzvahs that are explicit to himself.
See, where does it say that you have to say you see this shrine every day by Yom HaBalav? It says in Kunesh Barim in Parshas Re'eh that on Pesach you have these matzah and barim from Pesach. The manchis can say this from any time, call you Re'chayecha. It says the purpose of observing Pesach and matzah and barim, and the Pesach is in order that you should make it. Remember, you see this in time, call you Re'chayecha. That's the Pshut Lashon Likud. So the Chachamim interpreted an additional level of interpretation that not only the Mantisker means in order that you should remember the Mantisker, your darshan is different reason, the Mantazik here. In order that you should mention, and not in order, and also you should eat matzah and pesach matzah more, semicolon, and you should mention lahazkir, it's here to sign kaimecha yecho. That's a drosha, that's not the Pshut Lashon Likud. The Pshut Lashon Likud doesn't say, we mention Yitzias and Shrine by Yom HaBalayla every day. Not only does it say Balayla, Zichah doesn't say Zichah. It says Kol Yinecha Yecha. Hayom Kol Yinecha Yecha Alayla. So Alayla is only a drush. It doesn't say the Perish for sure. But even Hayom it doesn't say the Perish Melosh and Sibul. That's the standard answer. That the Achrayim give this say that Minchav Kuna quotes that in the early Achrayim. That's the simple thing. So when Eshik said over the name of Achayim, then he had an additional two answers. And this kasha. Why the Ram? You don't need any more answers. And then it's a terrorist. If you have one good answer, you don't know. He said, Abchaim had an additional two answers that he thought for both ends also. So one of the two answers, the shame of Abchaim, is Yadua. The other my yeshivas. The family in Eretzal also says over there. The other answer is from the shame of Abchaim. That's, I don't know why. Only Eretzal Eshik knew that. The family in Eretzal and the others somehow got lost over there. So the answer that Yadua, that everybody says over the shame of Abchaim, is that the Rambam writes. Another rule, another clause, and you'd give a recurring, and you'd give a recurring, and the 14th clause to determine the 2,000 Russians, what you're going to count as a mitzvah and what not, there's another clause, that the only thing that's counted as a mitzvah is a mitzvah which is not Madeira. As Rashi writes at the beginning of Parashat Tzav in the Sifra, in Russian Tzav and Russian Zero is Miyad and Madeira. The word mitzvah only applies if it's a commandment that you're obligated to do the animal. But if it's only a Harashah, that you're obligated to do only at one point in history, then it's not a mitzvah. And it's garden of war, it's not called a mitzvah. The Rambam gives us a motion when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Harem is not Kalal HaYom, look Kalayu, lift up your stick over Yamsu, Shikri has Yamsu. And the Rambam says, I'm not going to count that as one of the minyan of mitzvahs, because there's only, for that one time in history, it's a HaYuah Shor, but that's not a mitzvah either. Even if you have a mitzvah that only lasts for a week, for a month, for a year, for a couple of years, that's a HaYuah Shor. It's only called a mitzvah if it's not Yigli Yom. But the Gemara has, the Rav Chaim continues. The Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Brachas, the Gemara has a machlokes Chacham. How do you darshan a man? This person says, "Call Yemecha Yecho, Yemecha Yecho Hayomim, Call Yemecha Yecho Halelo." But he says, "No, Yemecha Yecho Ahor LeMazeh, Call Yemecha Yecho LeHavili Moshe Mashiach." That's a machlokes Chacham. So the Gemara makes it very clear that there's a double dispute over here, that the Tana who says, Kol Yemecha Yecho, L'Hovi L'Mois HaMashiach, holds that there's no obligation to recite Zechirat Tzitzit and Tzayim Balayim. Because the whole drush is from the word Kol. Yemecha Yecho Hayomim. Kol is not the L'Mois HaMashiach, so you don't have to mention Yitzit and Tzayim Balayim. You only have to mention Bayom, but both Bayom and L'Mois HaMashiach. This mitzvah is not the Dervis, the Yom of Word, but only by Yom. Balayla is never a mitzvah, not by the Mazen, not L'Mois HaMashiach. But we don't follow that Tana. We follow the Tana. What the Tana says? Lod ben Azariah in the Mishnah, that he's based on the base, that's in the Haggadah. How many can actually show him? Well, the Chitish, the Tana, the Tana, Balayla, such a Drasha, and then he convinced them that was, that you have to say Balayla, based on the Drasha of Kol, is Halayla. In other words, he holds that Kol is not Marvel L'Mois HaMashiach, but this mitzvah is not Marvel L'Mois HaMashiach. It's only like up until the day of Mashiach. After Mashiach will come, there will be the Gula Asida. When you mark out Sukkim, we won't be talking about this Gula, this ancient Gula Mitzrayim. In the ancient history, no one will be interested in that anymore. We'll be talking about the Gula Asida, so we won't talk about the Gula from Germany. So you say that this mitzvah applies only by the Mazer, not the Mois HaMashiach. So by the Mazer applies both by Yom HaBalayla. But they quote the Shem HaKayim, it only applies to Olam HaZen, it doesn't apply to Moshiach, that's called the Hayru HaShol.
Al Rosho for a few thousand years.
What's
a Hai Rosho? What's not a Hai Rosho? If you have a mitzvah which is not even Ma'olam Vored, including in Moshe Mashiach, but if you have a din that it says in the Chumash, that it's only Ba'olam Hazeh, it's not going to be not yet the Mashiach comes, this is the Shulam HaShayitah and Sukkah. It's going to be like the Moshe Mashiach. Why not? We assume that all of this is
going to
Raman calls that Yisham Dien the Hilchas Mudila. Raman calls that Yisham is that all of the Amitabim will be bought from the Lord of the Mashiach except for Purim. And of course you explain that it doesn't refer to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur in Pesach Shvu'ot. It refers to the Amitabim and the Gila Steiner, the Amitabim and the Rabbana, that were instituted because of the Baishenim, the Nitzchonis that they had. The wolf and the Hanukkah and Purim and everything, that all has to do with the Megillah Sinus, although they don't say Menach Gup, that's called Megillah Sinus. So all of them will be both like that for Purim because it says Mezichum Layotim and Tarech HaYehudim. So all the others will be from God's name and Moshe. We'll celebrate other Yom and Tarech HaYehudim. There's nobody said in Zahari, we'll celebrate Tisha B'Av and Tan Gedalia, so we'll tell you what the Talmud. We'll be, we'll start from a simple basis, so those will be Yom and Tarech. And the Yom and Tarech, the other Yom and Tarech HaMegillah Sinus, including Hanukkah perhaps, will be both Hanukkah with a question. But all the other time you do a sign, we don't observe any of them already now. The only two that we observe are Hanukkah. That's what that goes on. It doesn't go on Rosh Hashanah every year. From this Shabbat, that's what Balakos was asking me, was the way of the Shabbat brought it on Shabbat. And Balakos, it's Chassid, she's taught it here. What's the sign as Moshe Bekumen, what do we want to observe Rosh Hashanah? They said, of course we can observe Rosh Hashanah. Somehow he thought it's not going to be a Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be a different world, it's not going to be Tkiyah Shaper. Of course it's going to be. The Rambam said that's one of the Yud Gimli Korei Amunah. A person that doesn't know that after Mashiach comes, they're going to still blow Shabbat Hashem, the Rambam calls an apikoros. A person doesn't know that the mitzvahs are not the tail of Lodi Lodi.
He doesn't know.
Rambam holds even a person that doesn't know. Rambam says that one who thinks that God has a body is an apikoros. So the writer asks, why is it an apikoros? There were so many chachamim who were greater tzaddikim than the Rambam. That's how the writer writes the motion. There were many tzaddikim who were greater tzaddikim than the Rambam, and they thought that the Baruch Shalom had a body based on the Tanakh and based on the Midrashim, HaMashapshis, that's Hazar. The Rabbi is also asking that the Rambam, that the Baruch Shalom doesn't have a body. But he says the Mishaynus of the Midrashim are misleading. The Baruch Shalom of the Medrash is Mishapshis, that's Hazar. It misleads the person into believing that the Baruch Shalom has a body. But the Rambam is going to call those people up. Who is this? So the doctor says to Shem Abchaim, yes, that the Rambam's opinion was that even though it's Nebuch HaRachmanis on them, that a Nebuch HaDikaris is Echap Kairis. The Rambam's sheet is that just because the person made an honest mistake based on what it sounds like from the Tanakh and from the Gemara, from the Midrashim, doesn't mean that he's not an HaDikaris. If he doesn't know, because he's Gimli Korei Amur, if he's not familiar with them, so he's Nebuch HaDikaris. Of course all the mitzvahs are going to be Kairi and Yom HaBur. It says in the Chumash that Lo'adol Yom HaLomim. Of course, all of this, the Gemara says in Hebrew that this is the Taylor's Lost in Lavoi, and often this quote is taken from the Gemara. The Gemara says the Taylor's Lost in Lavoi is completely out of context. The Gemara says when you bury people in Tachrichim, they committed to bury them in Tachrichim of Shatnism. What's the issue? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when the Masons come back, you have to clear some Masons, so the body will be reconstituted. What about the Gemara? We're going to walk around naked? So we've got to clear them as what's going to be with the body. So the Gemara says that when they come back to life, not only will the Baruch Shalom do a mess, that their bodies will be reconstituted from nothing. The clothing that they're buried with will also be reconstituted. And it's whatever material it was, whatever color it was, that's how it's going to come back. So the Gemara has a shayla. You committed to bury a person with tachrichim shel shatnez, but if he's going to have clear them as when they're walking around with shatnez, so what's going to be? But I don't wear shatnez. The one opinion in Gemara is that misses the Taylor's lost his law. If you have a passage that says, Nathan Chavshim, more closely later on Zrachas, I'm going to see you. Nathan Chavshim, what is it? Chavshim and Amiti. Kiddush and Eich Sodom. When a person dies, not the Chavshim and Amiti. He becomes exempt from fulfilling this. So what does that passage mean? When a person is dead while in a state of death, he's Chavshim and Amiti. Because he's Chavshim and Amiti. Dead is dead. What's that with? And it comes along with all the children, the dead is there. The Gemara says, obviously, the Pasuk is alluding to the situation of Amazin. Like a tears on Amazin. Amazin Chashim means that it's possible for Mitzvah even after he comes back to life. So that's one thing that in the Gemara, that Mitzvah's detailer is not his law. It doesn't mean that no one's going to have an obligation to keep Mitzvah. No, it's going to be millions of Jews roaming around. Half of the Jews are going to be reconstituted Jews.
but we're dead, we came back to life. If the trees are nations, born again, Jews, you're never going to be born. They were born to their mothers, they're alive. They didn't die from that. They were naturally born people. So the people who were born and they're living their first life, they're going to be tied to mitzvahs. Why not? The mitzvahs, of course, are married to the Moshe HaMashiach. What mitzvahs not married to the Moshe HaMashiach? How did that The Rambam writes in Iker, and you study, those are Tara Loki Mokhlad, and those are Tara Chayt, and those are Boshmach. Nothing is going to change Moshe HaMashiach, with one exception, the Rambam writes. One mitzvah is going to change Moshe HaMashiach, Ari Miklos. It says on the Chumash. It says there's going to be nine Ari Miklos instead of six. So with three in Eretz Yisrael, three in Eretz Yisrael, and then it says in Zborim, Yachar Hashem, Okeh Hez Gevulcha, Yatapto Lachol Oshosh, Shal Vashar Malach Shal Vashayla. You have to have another three. The Rambam says, when does that happen? It never happened. So obviously, the Gemara says, obviously, it's referencing Moshe HaMashiach. Moshe HaMashiach is going to be nine Ari Mitzvahs. The Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazaka that's the only change in the Mitzvah that's going to occur in the Moshe HaMashiach. There will be nine Ari Mitzvahs instead of six. Everything else is going to be the same. I, the Gemara says, Mitzvah is the same as Moshe HaMashiach. That means that those people who died and came back to life, they'll be part of the Mitzvah.
That's going to refer to
people are going to be naturally
born. Yeah, it's going to be like this,
half
hour
is going to be like this. You have two kinds of children. Okay? You have two kinds of children. Like we have now also. The women are part of from Shaitan, from Sikhs, from Mormon, from Zeth, and Shaitan, and Shaitan. So the Muslim Jews, there will be a whole category of people who came back to life after death. We'll be part of the Mormon. Yes?
No, Shabbos, though.
What's the child of the people having Shabbos. Shabbos. A person brings a chatos in an oshon because he did an aver. And even in an oyva, the Gemara says, it's machapra an averus essay that the person did. So we assume that the Moshe HaMashiach people will be tzaddikim. The Gemara says, according to Moshe HaMashiach, the Yitzhar, the one who understood it. Won't be Yitzhar, people won't sin. So they won't sin, so they won't need any kapara. So they'll just bring carbon tides all the time. So thank you, the Moshe HaMashiach, they're alive, they're in the Moshiach, and it's not to the top of the Moshiach. It doesn't mean there won't be anything.
What will you need to do?
Is it going to be hard to say? Why you heard it? I don't know.
There'll be more people
around. No, the Gemara says the Fetish. No, the Gemara says the Fetish on YouTube. Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Yeshayah. Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Yeshayah. The Blessed is always going to be forgotten over the whole thing. The Gemara says this, a double dispute. That one Tana holds that the Mitzvah is here to stand only by Yom and not by No, but it's like by Yom, they boil them as their day, they must have Mashiach. The other Tana says, no, it's like day by Yom, day by Lila, but it's only by the Mazda, not the Mazda Mashiach. That's the first answer that they have, Shem of Chaim, that everybody says over that. The reason why the Rambam doesn't count the Chiyos, Yitzhiyas, Mitzrayim, and Indian HaMitzvah, is it's only Hayrashah for a couple of thousand years. Still the Mazda Mashiach. Should have been, but the Navi Yishayah says it's not going to be night, the Mazda Mashiach. Says they're going to be meaningless. It'll be out of place to speak of that. We'll speak about the Gula of Sida. I mean, what right is the Yeshayah Hanavi have? Yeshayah Hanavi will come and tell us that the Mitzvah of Sidus and Shech and one of all the things are not because he's going to be a Sheker. But what right do we have to believe Yeshayah Hanavi when he says that the Mitzvah of Sidus and Shech is not going to follow my book? A good cash? I don't know. Why do we label him as a Navi Asheker for anger? I don't know. It's a good cash.
The first line is that he was the first to raise him out of his
I don't know, that's it. What do you need? Nine or anything? I don't know. What are you going to need to do? Six? You're going to put cash? No, no, you're saying it's like... That's a good one. I'm going to be diving in this man has six. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Yeah. Basically, I was in a job, but it's also for a top part of the... You can bring it out. That's true. That's true. The Gemara has the term on my body different concepts. In some places it means definitely Moshiach, and sometimes it means definitely Christmas. Not a problem. In different places it means different things. Okay, what? That was? That's a new shot. What's going to be after 3 times? Will they die again? Mr. Lushan, the Rambam and the Ramban talk about that.
This is the answer that they told the Shem Bach Chaim. You really don't need any answer. The answer that the Achrayim gave is an empty answer. That the Rambam only counts in the Minyan on this is something that says exclusively Goloshim Tzivus. It's not Goloshim Tzivus, it's only a drasha. The whole Dinam Tzivus in time is only a drasha. That's a good answer. The Shem Bach Chaim, another answer, that it's only a drasha. And our salvation used to say, Shem Bach Chaim, another answer, that's what you're alluding to. Based on what the Tanya quotes from the Rashba. Why in the world do we mention the Tzivus and Tzivus and crying? It's a middle of Kriya Shema. What has one got to do with the other? The Ein is right, and it's a different man. It's the Kriya Shema Shalajit is later, and his time is earlier. But it's totally unrelated. And why does the Gemara say in the first Perek that you have to say the Kriya Shema Shalajit some time in the morning during the man, before the Tzivus man? Kriya Shema is up. Why? It's totally unrelated to the Rashi, to the Shagatai, to the Tzivus of the Rabban. Why should we even make the Rashi Dina of the Rabban? So after all that, you said Shema Chaim a different voice. That in the Aseret HaDibis we read, Anokhe Shem Rakech HaShirot Tzichem Yeretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. And the Rebbe Ibn Ezra, the Kuzari Yes, why does it say HaShirot Tzichem Yeretz Mitzrayim? Let it say something more fundamental. Anokhe Shem Rakech HaShirot Tzichem Yeretz Mitzrayim. But the Lord explained, now that the Baruch Shalom Hanfis mentioned something that the Jewish people had a historical experience of. It isn't something they just experienced. What is going to talk about the Yeretz Mitzrayim? They didn't experience that. They heard all that the Rebbe Shalom heard from their forefathers that the Rebbe Shalom was created, and he was told that the Rebbe Shalom created the world. But nobody really thought of the Rebbe Shalom God. They were told that, but it was never told by the Rebbe Shalom. And it was told from one generation to the next. Here's the time they managed experience. So the Yisrael Tzrayim is mentioned in the Pasuk as a Hachacha that I'm Nochi Hashem Elokecha, as a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. That he knows what's happening in the world, and then he intervenes, and he has the ability to intervene. Obviously, he created the world, he has the power, and he cares, and he punishes the Rishayim, and he gives reward for the tradition. All the Kori Hamura, all the Shredis Hamura, were demonstrated at the time of Yisrael Mitzrayim. So Yisrael Mitzrayim is a historical lesson that teaches all the Shredis Hamura. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik said, Shem Rakhayim, that perhaps another reason, another explanation why the Rambam doesn't count the Yisrael Mitzrayim. And the Minyan HaMitzvah says a separate mitzvah is because it's not a separate mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Because there is a machlokes in the Gemara, we learned already. So the Kriya Shema is the right, the Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. What do you mean Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon? It says, Shishach Mechol Kom Mechol. How can you say Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon? So we learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, no. Shishach Mechol Mechol means Talmud Torah. It says, Dibar Tzibam Shishach. Dibar Tzibam, don't tell me about Torah. You learn Torah all day and all night whenever you have to eat time. That's the part of Shishach Mechol. And we don't pass them like that. The Rambam passed in the creation of the Raita. What is the creation of the Raita? But not only does the Pasuk have one level of interpretation that you have an obligation to learn, to be part of it, you learn Torah all day and all night, when you go to sleep, when you wake up, when you travel, when you're staying home, and so on, all the time and every extra time you should learn. The Pasuk is referring specifically to the part of it, you should recite this Parsha of Krishna. My understanding of this Parsha and all the other Parshas in the Torah. According to the Pashup Shana Pasik, it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Say whatever the Parashi wants. No, that's the Tana who holds. Get the sheet of that Kriya Shema Lamed, right? All that it goes on Talmud Torah. You have an obligation to learn by Yom HaBalai. With the Rambam holds that Kriya Shema is the right. Exactly this Parashi you have to recite. What's unique about this Parashi? Kabbalah from Macha Shemayim. The special mitzvah you have to be in the Kabbalah Macha Shemayim twice a day. So we learn that from the other Pasik. The man Tisko, Tayyip Tayyip Chamei Tayyip Chamei Tayyip Chamei Tayyip not Samay Al-Fusa, that there's a mitzvah Kriya Shema by Yom HaBalayla, and there's also an unrelated, totally unrelated, that the mitzvah of the Chiyas is Kriya Shema by Yom HaBalayla. No, the Rambam understands that the reason why the Hakonim were mistaken, the third parsha next to the first two parshas, is because they blend into be one Kriya Mitzvah. The Kriya Mitzvah of the Chiyas is Kriya Shema is in order to give a hechacha for Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We have Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim because we have the historical tradition of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and at that occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim we demonstrated to our nation, to our forefathers, all of these Yikori Amunah, that Hashem Echad is only one God, He's the only one who has all the power in the world, He knows what's happening, and He cares, and He does intervene because He has the ability to intervene, because obviously He created the world. So the whole mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the way we talk to it is after this parasha. What do you mean Kriya Shema is the right after this parasha? Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Shita who holds Kriya Shema the Rabbanon holds that it's only the Rabbanon that you have to say this parasha. Now there can say any parasha you want, but the Rambam passes no Kriya Shema the right. You have to say that after this parasha. What do you think about this parasha? Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. So that's what the Yafusa from the Mount Isko, Dein Seth Choner Sang Kalimech Ayecho tells you, that you should be Mekabal or Malchus Shemayim, are you day, Yechira, Yitzias Mitzrayim.
just like the possibility. No, Hashem will care. Hashem will see him. The Eretz Mitzrayim. The Rebbe Shlom mentioned the Eretz Mitzrayim as a proof to us that he is the God, because we experienced it historically. But that's exactly the nature of the mitzvah of creation. So that's why that's what Chaim is quoted as saying. That's why the Rambam didn't count it as two different mitzvahs, because they're not two mitzvahs. It's one and the same mitzvah. The Zechirat is created in China for the sake of enhancing the Kabbalah from Ma'at Hashem. But just mentioning the historical proof why we believe in Shema Yisrael Shem Atein Hashem Elohim. And that's why, so make you get it wrong, that's why the Gemara says that his man, the self-man Kriyashma, applies also to the mitzvah of the Zechirat is created in China. It's not a separate, unrelated thing. Shema Yisrael Shem Atein Hashem Elohim. Why should they invent such a thing with the Rabbonim? Lots of iPhone cameras. Because no, it's a real din d'oraita, because it's the same mitzvah. It's part of the same mitzvah of Kriyashma. Kriyashma, Ayidei, Kabbalah from Avishlaim, Ayidei, His Zechir, His Mitzrayim. There's one mitzvah, of course, you have to have the same mitzvah. This is what is not like the other. The Nimeira says, this is not about difference. By Meir, this is not about difference. Obviously, it's the one related mitzvah.
Yeah. You can say, you got, in other words, the Zechirat Yisrael doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of a parsha, be in the form of a bracha or a haskara. You can say, Moedim and Achim Roth, Hashem should tell me that. Also, you have to say, Kriyashma, the parsha Rishon, the parsha Rishon, the parsha Shmuya.
I mentioned Yisrael Yisrael not necessarily in the form of a parsha.
That's a different issue in the Gemara, whether the Zechirat Yisrael has to be fulfilled after the form of a parsha, or can even be fulfilled not in the form of a parsha. It's another issue. The Rambam sounds like he holds that all three parshas are their right. But the Rambam seems to hold that the Zechirat Yisrael Tzayim has to be fulfilled not in the form of Kriyas parsha. Not in the form of a parsha. No, no. You mentioned Yisrael Tzayim in conjunction with Kabbalah from Avraham Shemayim as the historical proof for the Kabbalah from Avraham Shemayim.
So the Satan was only one God, no other God had any power. He demonstrated at that time he's the only God.
No, that's probably not going to be anything. If you're Kriyashma, they're right. If you're Kriyashma, they're Rabbanon. The Rambam holds Kriyashma, they're right. It's a different question whether the Zechirat Yisrael Tzayim had to be fulfilled not in the form of a parsha, but can be fulfilled without reciting a parsha by mentioning Moedim HaMa'aseh HaShem Tzayim of the Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says it doesn't have to be fulfilled necessarily in the form of reciting a parsha. You can say Yisrael Tzayim without saying a pasuk in the Chumash. You can say Nuschach Tzila Bakosh. And the Rambam seems to hold not like that Gemara. The Rambam seems to pass with all Gimel Parshas HaDeraita. The question is, how can they give a parsha as their writer? So the answer, that's why. You need to see some signs to be fulfilled in the form of a parsha. Because it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So just like Kriyashma requires parsha, the Rambam holds two parshas as their writer. Also, you see some signs, which is a chelik of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, should also be fulfilled not in the form of Kriyas parsha.
Especially at such a day, the passive activity. Why should this so strongly obligate me to be able to all Shemayim? Is my stronger obligation?
By passive activity?
Let's say, it happened to me, they did it to me, I didn't do anything specifically. They had Kabbalah, what do you call it, the covenant. Let's say, with that war, Israel, Yaakov, or the covenant that is obligated to be over here. Therefore, on Kriyat Yisrael, I can say, well, I'm a nice person, I remember it. I don't have to. The cry of Kriyat Yisrael was not that I should remember all the time.
No, but the Pasuk says you should know.
After the fact. But yeah. This obligate me to convince me that it goes further, rather without even remember, we could even say, remember the grip of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, they have no more choice.
Yeah, but Avraham wasn't mechaibas to mention the grip of Avraham. He was mechaibas to recite Kriya Shema and to recite Yitzchak Mitzrayim. The Rambam just told that these are part of the...
You're not going to remember the grip of Avraham Avinu.
No.
The covenant is not that binding
there.
And
the covenant was in Har Sinai, in Har Sinai. We're bound to do this, and that's because of what Avraham Avinu had. The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu was a Navi, and Yitzchak was a Navi, and Yankov was a Navi. So the fact that Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah of Milah cannot be binding the Gaelus. The word by definition means Har Yasho. It cannot last forever. And the only one who was given mitzvah was Moshe Rabbeinu. Ain't Navi Rasha Lachadidov Neyazah. The Pasuk says in the end of Ayikra, Eila HaMitzvah Shesu Hashem is Moshe, the Har Sinai. So the Gemara says on the first half of Megillah, Eila HaMitzvah, only these are the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. No other Navi, not before, not there, after Moshe Rabbeinu, was given a mitzvah. All the other Navim were only given the Nevuah. Nevuah means by definition Har Rasha. So the Rambam writes in the Tirush HaMishnayis in Perek Yiramashah, in Chuvin, a long essay. He says that the fact that we continue to observe the mitzvah of Milah B'Zman is not because it was given to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was only a Navi. A Navi is never given a Din L'Dairis. Avraham Avinu was only given a Hayru Ashur. And the fact that we continue to be Mavish Maitris today is not because of the given to Yitzchak. The fact that we observe the Din of Gira Nasha, those butchers where they remove the Gira Nasha, they don't all carry out the Gira Nasha, but those where they mocked to remove the Gira Nasha is not because it was given to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was only a Navi. Now we can't be given a din of Zaris. We observe the Anasha and Milo and Maisa because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who was given mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says.
You hear the God receives the Kabbalah of all our mitzvah.
Sure, and the Rambam said that when we speak about Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, you should mention it is inside the connection with
it. And then the tefillos, we don't say because you have a Kabbalah that
I want to say that.
This is
another thing.
But
it's the Kabbalah of the Mecca,
but
you have a Mishnah.
Okay.
No, but in the tefillos, we take Kabbalah, it's a Kabbalah, it's a Kabbalah, yeah. We have mitzvahs and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember the two sons of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's the difference.
But we don't say the Bible because they don't understand. No, because they don't listen, but they don't ask them what they're about to do.
The person from here is inquiring, why do we talk to the end of Avi, the end of somebody who has to go to the Zari, who is the Rabbi Yom, the Rabbi Yom,
the Rabbi Yom, the Rabbi Yom, the Rabbi Yom,
the Rabbi Yom, the Rabbi Yom,
the Marshal said to them that you have to say it is signed by Yom of Balaila. At one time, and apparently later the stock changed, a lot of times the stock changed.
The first name is Kiddush Tarim
Lev. I don't think so. The Gemara makes it clear that it's a double machlokes. There's a machlokes whether the mitzvah will apply to Moshe Mashiach, how to read the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Whether the mitzvah applies by Lila or not. The coin says sometimes when there's no mitzvah to see if this is by Lila. The double my flakers, they don't make
sense. Don't make it as bad as
according to that Gemara that they quoted as present in Kisotosi, Mrs. Dryan, which I'm deciding a parasha, so you're right, Simon, I as long as they're not one that you should say the parashas in order to say the brachas, in order to recite the Myrid Kiddushin.
Yes,
but we have to make it clear together with other parashas. He even says it separately, so it's no yoshin for
you.
Yes, in conjunction with
the
angel. Even if he doesn't say it to a parashas.
Yeah. Okay.
He says it. They will repeat it to Moshe Rabbeinu. He interprets the Mishnah. He interprets the Mishnah in the Pullman by saying that although it says in Bereishis, how can we offer many souls to Gira Nasha that the Gira Nasha was given to Yaakov Avinu? It was given first then, but then it was repeated again later in Har Sinai, even though it doesn't really say the Salish. Right. So that the Rambam interprets it that... No, so he has a Mishnah in Gira Nasha, and he interprets it, doesn't want to know that. The Rambam interprets that that's the Machlokes of Yudha Nachachamim in the Mishnah,
And we follow the opinion of the Chachamim. They assume that the mitzvah of Dinah Moshe was repeated at our time. And if it weren't repeated, then we make this whole fuss on the Chachamim and Rav Yudit. If it weren't repeated, we wouldn't be obligated to fulfill it. That fuss is not carefully welcome. And so Dinah Moshe is the Tzibu Lador. Okay, so the kids that Tayshus has well discussions against Rashi, and all the Kashas have obvious answers, but the fact that Tayshus is these Kashas indicates that Tayshus had a whole different sheet about a lot of things. We went through the various things. Rambam holds that Kriyashma Laila Vayom is one mitzvah. From Tumid Laila Vayom is one mitzvah. Teres Laila Vayom is one mitzvah. And the Ramban is not, he says, no, you should count Teres Vayom of Laila as two mitzvahs. Teres Hashach and Teres Meir Abayim. And Tumid Hashach and Tumid Meir Abayim. Kriyashma Shol Shach, Kriyashma Shol Laila Vayom. As two mitzvahs. Is there any shine over here? The Rambam doesn't count the Kriyashma Shol Shach and Tumid Meir Abayim. He doesn't count it as one mitzvah either. Not as one, not as two. That's the whole discussion. You have the shine. Is it one mitzvah? Is it the same shine on the Ramban? One mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Talk about the mitzvah. We want to talk about it. Okay, the Tayshus doesn't agree with Rashi. They have a lot of kashas that don't agree with Rashi. So how do you explain the practice that we have in all the shuls, and he's done mincha, and he's done ma'ariv, and he's done ma'ariv before Tayshus HaKachav, and how do you done ma'ariv over? So they call Lachem Tirush Rabbi Nitzah, Rabbi Nitzah says no. The Hadar Rabbi in the Tayshus and Rabbi Nitzah. 120 lines in the top. Lachem Tirush, the line begins with the word Rabbeinu Tam, Reishto. Lachem Tirush, Rabbeinu Tam, Adirav, the answer is Kriyashma Shal Beis HaKnesses, Iker. No, when we recite Kriyashma Shul V'yaitzim. I bet you recite Kriyashma before Beis HaKachav, like against the Mishnah. That's the whole issue that Rashi raised, was based on the Stam Mishnah, Allah HaKis Stam Mishnah. And the Tam says, no, we don't always pass like a Stam Mishnah. There are exceptions to the rule, but we don't follow a Stam Mishnah. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. You have to have a proof that this is an exception to it. So he said, yes, Agimar. So the Gemara has a dispute between Abiud and the Chachamim. That's what he said. But you say Krishna before Tayyid to come, it's against the Mishnah. How do you know that Ein Alochik is not Mishnah in this instance, that this is an exception to the rule? Yesh Toymar. The Gemara has a Machlek is later between Abiud and the Chachamim. Machlek is Tatarayim. When is the latest time you can dive in Mincha, and when is the earliest time you can dive in Mincha? The way we usually learn. We discussed last week. The Rishonim all assume that whenever the Tzav Zman Mincha is, that's when the Tchila Zman of Meir is. So when is the latest you can dive in Mincha, and when the Mela is the earliest that you can dive in Mincha? The Yudah says that the cutoff point is Blag on Mincha an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, and the Chachamim say, Ado Erev, you can dive in Mincha up until the end of the day. How do we pass the halacha? Do you pass them like Rabbi? Do you pass them like the Rabbah? So the Gemara says later on the Chavzayim that there's no the Chavzayim says it says Rabbi. The Kama and the Chavzayim and Aleph. In parentheses, they call it the Chavzayim and Aleph. Hash is the late Mehilchus. The Loi Kamar. The Loi Kamar. There was never any conclusion on this dispute between Rabbi and the Chacham when the Tzav is not Mincheh, when the Tzav is not Ma'arevitz. So the Gemara says therefore you have the option of following the Tzav Shitiva. Dovet Kamar Rabbah. Or the other Kemar Rava doesn't want to follow Rav Yudah Gizunte, he doesn't want to follow Chacham and Gizunte.
Right.
So where does that lead you? So therefore, you have a right to daven. If you want to, you can daven Ma'ariv early, an hour and a quarter before the night. And if you want, you can daven Mincha late. So what does it have to do with Kriyashma? We're talking about Kriyashma, we're not talking about Mincha. The Tosfos is making an assumption, they're making a giant step over here, a major assumption. That the Rashi knows how to understand the thing. Where in the world did they get that assumption from? They make an assumption that when it's Zman of Ma'ariv, it's obviously Zman of Kriyashma. So obviously it's Zman of Kriyashma. They never spell it out till later. Later. They have on this, before the wide line. The last narrow line in the text is before the lines become wide. They have a period and it says, the Gam Raya the Kamon, that's called Zayin. And my short point out, if you look in the Rosh, this line belongs where we are now. It doesn't exist. In the context of the days where they put it in, it doesn't belong. It really belongs over here. He quotes the Rosh and the other Rishonim. They're like, well, the other Rishonim have it like this. They quote the Gam Raya from the Kamon Das Chazayim, the Rav Shmuel, Rav, one of the Amorites, Havi Matri Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, used to daven Ma'ariv early on Friday evening. Like in a lot of shuls, they daven Ma'ariv early in the summertime. So therefore what? On the stomach, probably said Krishna, probably said the whole Ma'ariv.
So the Rosh says, who says? Are you there? The Rosh says, no, he died from an answer. And then he said creation was the process later. It says, I know he gets. The Gemara says there that Rav holds like Rav Judah. Rav Judah holds that the last time you did not move, says, flood on this, they came down this after an hour and a quarter before that. And then after the last hour and a quarter, is this man on my room. So the Rav always long, all year long, he's not, not only in the summertime on Friday. All year long he's up in my room. Where does Rav hold like Rav Judah?
But how does Tezis not to make such an assumption that the Shammah has come to Krishna? That's what the Rosh Tain is the other thing. But that's the Tezis understood that Pashup Shatimah.
First.
So Zaina is like, that the Pashup Shatimah is that according to Rav Judah, just like it's a Yira Kvar's man, Myrith, it's also a Yira's man, Kriyashma. And how do we talk to him? So he says, the Gemara doesn't talk to anything. The Gemara says, it's optional. Dover tomorrow, Dover tomorrow, you can do whatever you want. Why do you have a right to do whatever you want? Like, say to the Rabbanon the Kula. Since it's an issue, and it's in the Rabbanon, when it's not a Mincha, and it's not a Naira, the Chacham never gave up stock, even though the Yochid Rab, normally Yochid Rab, Malachi Kirab, you should talk to him as a Chacham. Here, somehow, the Gemara says they didn't talk, you know, like the Rabbin, and they left it without a Achro, so it's actually, do whatever you want, because say to the Rabbanon the Kula. So, Kriyeshma is also say to the Rabbanon the Kula. Krishna is also saying that among the Kulas, those are optional. Those shine time that Rabbi Yehuda holds. I see that Shikrai Higiyah's man Mayur. It's also Higiyah's man
Krishna.
Yeah, why is it that he holds that it's man Mayur? Because it's man Shiva. Okay, it's man Shiva an hour and a half before the sunset. It's man Shiva. Okay, well, man Azari. But the Gemara says, the other Kamarov does not vote on Krishna also. It's based on the principle of Sekhar the Rabbanu Lakul, who's in every Machriya in the dispute to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanu. So it's like a speck of the Rabbanon, do whatever you want. So Kriyeshma is also a speck of the Rabbanon of Kula. But if you can take on the Mishnah, it's close to the Pichodesh and the first Daf in Brochus. The Chodesh says that Taisus obviously holds that Kriyeshma is the Rabbanon. There was a dispute in the Gemara on that Kafalu. But the Kriyeshma is the right, the Kriyeshma is the Rabbanon. The Rambam passes that Kriyeshma is the right. Does everybody hold that Kriyeshma is the right? No. So the Shagatariya is a whole thing, and they quote Taisus the Kav of the Kav of the Kainas. The Taisus says exclusively that Kriyeshma is not the right. There's many places on the Krishna Lanzara. So here the Pichon says this is one of the many sources and places. The fact that the Rabbi Nitzam can say that since we've never come to a conclusion on this man of Ma'ir, who had the name, we've never come to a conclusion on this man of Krishna Shalavi. So it's Ma'ir Shalzai, it's Ma'ir Shalzai, the same as Ma'ir. And therefore it's optional because it's like a sake of the Rabbi Nitzam, Dabi Kamara does not do whatever you want. Obviously they hold that Krishna is holy. The Rabbi Nitzam, Krishna is holy. No, that Rabbi Yehuda is an Amora. It was a Rabbi Yehuda and a different Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was an Amora, lived in Bogo. Rabbi Eliyah, Rabbi Elazar and the Gemara was an Amora also, but he lived in Eretz Yisrael, he got it. And Rabbi Elazar, I see Mr. Shikrai, he is man Mayur. It's also he is man Kriyashma. So why is it that he holds that it's man Mayur? Because it's man Shiva. Okay, it's man Shiva an hour and a half before the sunset. It's man Shiva. Okay, go right on, sorry. But the Gemara says, the other Tamarov does not go to Kriyashma also. It's based on the principle of Sekhar the Rabbanu Kul, with another Machriya and the dispute to review the Rabbanu. So it's like a Sekhar the Rabbanu, do whatever you want. So in Kriyashma is also Sekhar the Rabbanu Kul. So the Kivega and the Mishnah is close to the Pri Chodesh and the first Daf and Brachas. The Chodesh says that Taisus obviously holds that Kriyashma de Rabbanu. There was a dispute in the Gemara on Daf Chafalu. So the Kriyashma is the right, the Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. The Rambam passes that Kriyashma is the right. So does everybody hold that Kriyashma is the right? No. So the Shagatari has a whole sitting where he quotes Taisus the Kab of the Kab and the Kainas. So Taisus says exclusively that Kriyashma is love their right. Taisus says, Taisus says, many places that Kriyashma is love their right. So here, the Pichar says this is one of the many sources in Taisus. The fact that the Rabbi Nitzam can say that since we've never come to a conclusion on this man of Ma'irev, who have been never come to a conclusion on this man of Kriyashma Shalavis, because man of Shalavis is man of Shalavis, the same as man, and therefore it's optional because it's like a sake of the Rabbi Nitzam, the Rabbi Nitzam does not do whatever you want.
Bobby Kree, they hold that Kriya Shema is only. The Rabbanon?
Kriya Shema is only.
No, that Abuse is an Amoira. There was a Rebbe Yehuda and a different Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was an Amoira, lived in Bogo. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Elozer, the Gemara was an Amoira also, but he lived in Eretz, so he got Smith. He wasn't Smith and Bogo. All the Amoran lived in Bogo were a reverend. They weren't rabbis. The Omar Rav Yehuda. That's Omar Rav Yehuda, he's an Amoira. Omar Rav Yehuda, I'm not going to call him now, that's an Amoira. Some of the car myself, it's like car, ain't a car, because it's Kriya Shema de Rabbah. That's Rav Yehuda the Amoira. And Rebbe Elozer is an Amoira, Talmud of Abiyah. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, so he got Smicha. And that's like he gets Smicha. But he's also, these are all Amoroi who are. No Tanoim over here. And so my question is, the Rambam, in person, is that a pastor? The Rambam writes the Seder, it's not the car of Kriya Shema, it's not the great car of Seker, the right of the Kuna, the Rambam pastor of the Kriya Shema, the right. And Tosh is the way that I'm going to point out, Tosh is told in a few places that Kriya Shema is on the Rabbanon. And this is one of the sources that the Rabbeinu Tam says, that the states of Dovah, Kemar Rabbeinu, Dovah, Kemar Rabbeinu, it's optional. If you want, you can follow the Yudah. If you want, you can follow the Rabbanon. It doesn't only apply with respect to Meiru, which the Tzim is only the Rabbanon. It even applies with respect to Kriya Shema. The Kriya Shema says that Kriya Shema is love their right. So therefore we say, speak of the Rabbanon. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam You have to say that this is their right and that's not their right. All view that we gave before is only within the Rambam. The Kriya Shema is their right and the Kriya Shema is the chelik of the same. This part you can say any commentary. Yeah, you're going to have to learn something. You're going to have to learn something later, yes. Tyson just says that Tyson assumes the guy's not going to go home after Mark watch television and go to sleep. The guy's going to dive in my river. He says, you know, I'm going to learn, Tyson. You learn tomorrow with Tyson, whatever. So he's yet to say, Kriya Shema de Raita by learning something else. The Kriya Shema de Raita means that the fact that you have to say that Tarsha of Kriya Shema, that's only the Rabbana. So that I said earlier, I'm yet to be that. That's man was good enough. But the Kriya Shema that is the right means I can learn whatever I want, so I learn Gemara, Mishnah, Tarash, whatever. Whatever I learned is good enough, so for sure. Whatever I learned, I'm Yaitu the Dindara. Yeah, about. That's what you have to add on to this. If the guy's going to go home and watch television after the time, he's also going to hope that he's not Yaitu. He's going to learn something else. The whole Abbas Nasher is going to learn something else. And the Rateri is Yaitu with whatever he learned. I would have only have to say, God, to this Tarash, well, that's just said during that man, that's good enough for the Dindara. I don't know. This is before I had it as a cast against Rashi. So now that they passed everything up, what is it going to do with the kids at the same time? I don't know. It's still a good verse. It's a good cast. I don't know. No, the fact that it says Zohar to my Rabbah, Zohar to my Rabbah, that we don't give a hakram, we say Seker the Rabbah Lekula, do whatever you want. Seker the Rabbah Lekula is only on the fact that you have to say that specific parsha, that says no, that that's only the Rabbah. But the fact that you have to learn something by Laila, that's a Dinda Raisa, so that's not going to lead up to and you can be made to whatever Zman you want.
Why do you have to have
it?
Why do you have
to have it?
Why
do you learn that? Yeah, but they insisted. Yeah, they're not saying that. They insisted that you have to fulfill Shabbat Shalom and adopt it with this Tash.
With this Tash, this man.
Yeah. Right. But that's the sake of the Rabbanu Lekula. It's obvious to my Rabbi. It's obvious to my Rabbi. So we follow up in this. So this is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Fine. Everything's fine. Akasha from the Tzvi 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 T That's not in the Tam Shita. Since it's only the Rabbanon, Krishna is only the Rabbanon, so we say Tzveka the Rabbanon, the Kula, and Dovah Kamarav, Dovah Kamarav, you can follow you the Shita. The only thing that Tzveka says is against the Rabbanon Tam is... Nikomakom Kashe, the line begins with the word Nikomakom, Nikomakom Kashe. Now we can say Kula, the Sashana, Dodi. How can you say Tzveka the Rabbanon, the Kula, in both directions at the same time? We daven in Chalei within the last hour and a quarter before the end of the day against Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Yehuda's opinion is that you're not allowed to daven in Chalei 10 minutes up until Plaga Mincha. You can't daven in for the last hour and a quarter of the day. That we daven in Chalei because we probably choose. We have to follow the Rabbanu Shita. Dovah Kamarav. Then we daven married early, following Rav Yehuda's opinion that you can daven married the Yehuda Krishna. But I fear it. From Mincha every day we follow the Rabbanu Shita. From Marav we follow Rav Yehuda Shita. That's what it means. Dovah Kamarav. It's like the Rabbanu Kuli can go outside for the Sashi. It doesn't make any sense. Make it up on the cooler. You have a right to go the cooler, whichever direction. Not to go the cooler in such a way that
And then a little weasel comes, a chuba comes with a loaf of bread, and it runs through one of the two houses, and honestly it's dropping crumbs of comets all over the place, so we don't know which house it ran through. So if I see an animal running in the street, I don't have to be chayshish. Mission says, shemigira chuba. I don't have to be chayshish. Maybe a chuba came, maybe a rat came, an animal came, and blood comes. Once it really comes, it's becheska's blood. But if I see an animal going through the house that I was buddying with comets, after everybody comes again, maybe drops some crumbs in. But what happens? I saw an animal running, and I'm not sure. It went through one of the two houses, both of which I was buddying already, and I don't know which house. The animal just undid the bedikas crumbs. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, simple. There's a din of shnei shvilim. That's the answer. What's shnei shvilim? Shnei shvilim is like this. Somebody died and was buried. And for some crazy reason, they buried the guy on the road. The road goes like this, we buried him across the road like this. So whoever goes on that road is going to be coming to us nations around. But then after the years went by, we already forgot whether we buried him the two paths to go, the highway here, the highway here. We don't know whether we buried him on this road or on that road. So we know that whoever goes on both roads is Valet Tomlin, because the nation either buried here or here. But if you only go on one road, what's the suffix to me? What's the din of suffix to me? The suffix to the Bishul Sarabim is Tor. The Bishul Sarabim on the highway. Obviously it's Bishul Sarabim. Ain't that Bishul Sarabim called him there? Bishul Sarabim, they're right, the highway. Okay. So the first thing discussed, the car is going on airplanes, maybe they're going over Tor. So sometimes that's up to Mishu Sarah. So the Gemara said, Gemara goes on Mishnah, what's the Dinah Shnei Shvilin? Two people went on the two highways. I went on one road, and I asked Kishana to my rabbi, my Tommy Tosh, the rabbi said, you're Tor, because of the Mishu Sarah. You went on the other road, you asked your rabbi, rabbi said, Tor, good. So my rabbi passed him good, so your rabbi passed him good. So what if we both went on it? I went on one, you went on the other, we both go to the same rabbi at the same time. And you asked me, you had no Tor. You asked me to go after Shaila for you. And I come and I ask, Rabbi, Yom Deinu Rabbeinu, I went on this road, you went on that road. And we know that there's a maid buried on either this road or that road, so what's the din? So the Gemara says, he can't pass him that the boat. The Chatzai did a Sastri. Unfortunately, he has to pass him that the boat. Tosis isn't telling you that I'm wrong, then I'll tell you, he may pass him that the boat, so whatever it is, but I'm not going to mind. The bottom line is, he has to pass him that the boat stop me because Tosis says, yeah, he's talking about you don't know. And that's because look at the approval. It looked like a joke. How can he pass him that the boat starts to have serum and anything? So the Gemara says, what's the din? I was buried comments in two houses, and I know bavada that the animal walked through one of the two houses with a loaf of bread in it, dropping crumbs as it goes along, and then maybe some crumbs from one house. I don't know which house it went through. So if I don't know that the chulda went in any of my houses, then the mission says, but I know bavada that the chulda went into one of the two houses. I just couldn't tell from a distance. I didn't know which one of the two houses it went through. So what's the din? The Gemara says the din is shnei shvilim
teriyah.
What was the answer?
The difference between chometz and chometz. Chometz you can't see.
That's a shalal. You're mechuyis to be by the chometz, so the Gemara answers shnei shvilim. What's the answer? The Gemara leaves it up to imagination. So Rashi fills in the ignorance. So Rashi says, well, just like, that's what I said, not like Rashi. Rashi didn't want the soul to learn from Rashi. So it's just like by Shnei Shvilim, you can't pass contact with the Sadri. If he's Bogishol, Allah be Al-Khaveiro, the other family has meaning that the rabbi decided for himself. And I asked the both shayla about that, because the rabbi has been brave, and he can't pass contact with the Sadri, has to pass in both family. So what they know me, if I have the both houses, and I'm coming here to one shayla, obviously the rabbi has to tell me, you have to be ready to come again at both houses.
That's not two people asking.
That's what Rashi learns the Gemara. That's what Rashi learns the Gemara.
That's a couple of examples. I spent the same year.
One of the two have. He is one of the houses. The same time.
I own the both houses. I come to the rabbi, I have two houses, I was going to come from both my own.
What if one house?
I know. It only went on one, I don't know which one.
So what if one on the road?
I don't know, but if I come and I say, I went on only on one road, my friend went on only one road, and we went on different roads.
Sure that one went on the one that was from me, because I went through both.
Here I know also, the weasel went through one of the houses. I know for sure went through one of the houses that I was going to come from two houses. And there's no third possibility it went in the street. I know the Vavay went through one of the two houses. I just don't know which of the two. There have to be Vaid Chametz again on one of the houses. I don't know which ones. I can't just think arbitrarily. Whichever one you want to be Vaid, whichever house is easier. Whichever house has fewer rooms, it's going to take less time. Big Vaid comes and take it.
I come to you and ask you, after the Matush Vidim, I have a mental which will I mental. That's how Rashi learned. If the two houses are owned by two different people, it wasn't my chef. I had to ask the Shiloh to it. I mean, it's my Shiloh. I was by the Karnak, and a weasel went through, and I'm not sure whether my house or the other guy has. I'm not interested in that. It's got my house. It is Makula. That's what Rashi learned. And the Rambam learns like that. And the Magi Mishnah says, but you should know the Ramban disagrees. Ramban says, when the Gemara says, Shnei Shvilim, the Gemara doesn't fear right. So what's the din of Shnei Shvilim? Gemara goes all din. I went on one road, I went on the other road, and if I ask you, Lakula, but if one person asks on both, the Gemara doesn't say, so which din of Shnei Shvilim is it that you do? The Ramban says, no. When do you say that it's Mechtik, Yechushal, Bi'in, Tlula, that the fact that the Sashi in the stock and you can't pass in a spirit, that's only on Selfie Tula, the Shusay Rabin, which is an issue there, right? It's really a snake of their eyes to there. But there's a big snake of their eyes is normally the chumik, except it's something similar to Shutra. I mean, learn that from a plastic. Something similar to Shutra is a special quirk of the din that it's the kula. Learn that from a Xeris Akarzah from the Parsha. Something similar to Shutra is the kula. But if it's going to be a tartar, it's actually, how can you go to the kula? It starts off as an issue their eyes to. Something similar is a subject their eyes to. So you should have put, the other one should always go to the kula, subject their eyes to the kula. But in the Dikas Chomet, the whole thing begins only as in the Rabban. The Dikas Chomet is not their right. So the Rabban says, even if it's going to be a Tati Desasri, you still go over Kula. You still go over Kula. And the Rabban and the Seifan Mitzvah, that's how the Rabban writes on Sochet. The Magi Mishnah quotes, the Rabban disagrees with Rashi and the Rabban. Then the Rabban and the Seifan Mitzvah also has. He doesn't quote that Gemara, but he writes the same theme on a different issue.
The Rambam claims that, oh, we spoke last night a little bit about this. The Rambam's opinion is that all the Indirabbanan are biblically binding based on the Pasuk. So you have to listen to everything that the Pasuk tells you. Not only do you have to listen to them, if you have a shayla on a tzitzit, if you have a shayla on a shayla, you have a shayla on tefillin, I don't have any shayla. I know what the dinim deraita are. The Chacham want to invent a new din with the Rabbanon, so the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara and the Rambam Adlikin, that too is included in like Tos Mekol Adar, Shagil Lecha Yom Nesmo. Not only if you have a Shaila and a din deraita, even if they want to invent completely a new din with the Rabbanon Yesh Mayayin, you have to listen to what the Chacham says. And the Rambam follows the other opinion in the Gemara and the Rambam Adlikin that it's not so. If it's possibly Tos Mekol Adar, Shagil Lecha Yom Nesmo, only goes to follow him, Chazal Rabbam Mishka, Ben Gamazan, the little din, the negative, the negative, the Shalecha. That's Shaila, what's the din there, right? Have a Sufik, is it Tzitzis Kosher, is it Sufik Kosher, is it an Isha there, right? If I have no Sufik, everybody knows that the Natar is Kosher, it's Tahar, everything is okay. The Rabbis want to invent a din with the Rabbanim. So where does it come in this parsha? There's no din on Tzitzis Kosher. There's no Shaila. How can it apply to Tzitzis? So the Ramban disagrees with the Ramban. But it's not included in Loisot. The Ramban has a list of kashas against the Ramban. How can the Ramban say such a thing? All the Indirabbanan are included in the din of Leitasur. So you're making all the Indirabbanan elevated to the level of the Indiraita. They said it can't be. The Gemara has such a series of kulas in the Indirabbanan. If every Indirabbanan is a Indiraita, so should be stuck in the Rabbanan the Chumrah. Okay, so you suggest that the Ramban says, and we all know that Sveika de Rabbanan the Kula, even when there's a tarte de tatri, he doesn't quote his Gemara himself with his interpretation because he can learn like Rashi and Rambam. It's not happening. He says, we all know that he's saying, Sveika de Rabbanan the Kula, Afilu Gemachan tarte de tatri, as it says in the Gemara and Vamem Avlikin. He quotes the Gansan of the Gemara from left field. As it says in the Gemara and Vamem Avlikin, Sofik Hashecha, Faregene Hashecha, that is, the din is that when you make an Erev, the Erev has to be Kayan Bein HaShemayim. You mean you have an area, let's say you have an Erev around the whole community in order to be allowed to carry on Shabbos. So first of all, you have to have the Erev, what we call it is the Erev, the Tzimur Fatesa. The pole, the string of the song that is constitute one big happy in the Shusayot. Then that's not enough to have the Erev, you have to have the Bach Samantha, that's what the Mishnah calls the Erev. In Yiddish, we refer to the poles with the strings of the Erev. But in the Mishnah, the Erev is referring to the Bach Samantha. The food. So in order to be allowed to carry, somebody has to put away sometimes. You have to put away food that's owned the shutras by all of the Shomer Shabbos who live in that enclosed area. So, and this Erev has to be kayam to Tchilas Hashan. If you put away an Erev on Friday morning and it's eaten up before Shkia, before being a smasher, so it's no good. What happens if you put an Erev on Friday morning and then it gets eaten up or it gets burned or destroyed, saying our smasher? So the Gemara says, "No, we cannot mishnah. You go the kula because tzadik hashecha, tzadik ene hashecha, ben hashmash is tzadik yom tzadik lahel." And the whole din of there is only with the rabbanon. And I tell you, allowed to carry if you have the tzadik hashecha, even if you don't have the box or not, only takonish loy mandela. So sake of the rabbanon the kula you make go, and you say that ben hashmash is treated like lailo. And I say that the erev was there between us. What if I care? We have the tzadik hashecha. The erev committee check the erev Friday morning. The poles are up. And the rabbi forgot to put away the box of matzah. So they finished davening minchas already after the shkia. And the rabbi reminds himself, "Oh, we forgot to put away the box of matzah." So they put away quickly, and Bein HaShemash they put away a box of matzah. The Gemara says also it's okay because since it's Bein HaShemash is tough against perfect lila, you go to kula, you treat it like yom, and you say you put away your erev with bogel. You can't put away the erev on Shabbos. The din is after the hitch of the tchilas hayayin, whether it's also to carry or mutter to carry. They go to kula. So the Gemara says, and what happens if two buildings have an area? This building has an area, that building has an area. And they, I'm the Rabbi Masha on the air. And they ask me, I'm the Shabbos, I'm the Gabbai. I'm in charge of the both areas. They asked me to put away the air. So one building I was a Zoris, I put away the air of Fox Master starting on. The other building I'm lazy. I forgot all about it, still ain't got me in there. Then it's Suffolk HaShecha, Tavigay HaShecha, then HaShmashes, before Kabbalah Shabbos, I realized that the one Erev was just eaten up by a dwarf. And in one building, a baby, whatever, someone just ate up the Erev, Nechaloi. In the other building, I realized, I forgot to make the Erev, and every line on me, so I run quickly and I make the Erev Bein HaShmash. So one, the same Bein HaShmash is one Erev is Nechal, and the other Erev was just put in. So in one shot, is Bein HaShmash is Yom or is it Lailo? So the Gemara says, the Ramban interprets the Gemara, and Ramban Avikana saying, that even though it's one person, the Gemara doesn't really say the Seiris like that, but the Ramban interprets the Gemara saying like that. That you say, Bein HaShemashes, you have a right to go to Kula, I'll give you the Tati to the Tati.
the one person who's acharei on two different eruvin comes to the rabbi, Bori Shalva Vashachas, the same as the same shvil, Bori Shalva Vashachas, all of the Al-Havera. He says, Rabbi Yolam Deiner Rabbeinu, I made an error Friday afternoon, and it was Nechel, and the one building it was Nechel Ben Ashmoshes, exactly this time, 15 minutes after the Shkia, and exactly the same time that error was eaten up, that's when I reminded myself to put the error in the other building exactly during that time of Ben Ashmoshes. Is it good enough? So the Ramban interprets the Gemara is saying that you can go to Kula and go, because he says, take the Rabban to Kula, I feel the Muslim tired of his house.
We have to say, if not, you can say, if I don't have one bottle of mustard, I can take the bottle of mustard and I put it in the first place and put it in the second.
Okay, okay.
I mean, you improvise both ways.
Okay, you do that too?
Yeah, I take it here, it's good for here, and then it's good on here.
No, that's not true. Also, the Gemara has a different case. The Jim says, take the Rabbanu Kula Tati Nisansi, that's how they learned up with the Marshal Shvilin, and got 11 hours and stuff, and you don't allow to take the Rabbanu Kula Mokin Tati Nisansi. And this is what he started to say before, that's a major dispute. How does one understand the Kral of take the Rabbanu Kula? The most of the Rishonim understand that take the Rabbanu Kula means that you have a right to name on that that's what happened. You have a right to assume that that's what happened. Either that's what the sin is, you have a right to assume that that's what the facts were. Either the sin or the fact. You can't go, you can't talk out of two sides of your mouth at the same time. But you have a right to be naked like a Jew. The same day, naked like a Jew, like a Rabbanu, so how can you assume? What are you assuming? You can't assume contradictory. You can't assume contradictory positions as far as the fact. It has been as much as Yom HaLayri. If Yom HaLayri, it can't be both at the same time. So that's why most of the Rishonim say you don't allow to take the Rabbanu to come up to the same time. And the Ramban, and the Rabbanu Tam hold, clearly that it's not so. The take the Rabbanu Kula doesn't really mean you have a right to assume the leading in position. No, it means something much more than that. Like you mentioned, the Mokum Sofik would go to Chachamim. Whenever there's any Sofik, the Chachamim would never go to when they instituted their Din of Rabbanon, they only instituted it in the case of Zadat. In the case of Sofik, they would never go to the Chachamim. So even if you have a case of a Tati Disasri, a Kofan is a Sofik, they would never go to in the first place. So even if it's a Tati Disasri, it's impossible for them on that the facts were like this or the facts were like that. But how spirited the other side, it doesn't matter. Whenever there's a suffix, they would never go in the first place. Should be. No, that's determined by the Kavana from the Sparrow. The guy has to have in mind that the time that he's Amish Manesmi, is his Minsa, is his Naira, is his Hashmona, whatever he has in mind, is Kavana with the same as the two. Not Taina, what can he do? Why can't he do that Minsa?
There's people that are on the Sunshine Party, it's just not random, it's after the Flock of Marv also.
But that's the next place, he's right. Most of the Rishonim hold you're not allowed to do that. Most of the Rishonim hold that you're not allowed to do that. The Shaila is, what if you're dabbing in a shul, but they're not going to listen to you? There's only one minion in town, and the davening tied to the side, and the davening minta after the plug, and minta and myriv before Shia. The tied to the side, they're following the rabbi in the Tam Sheet, and most of the community, many, many communities, they do like that, they daven tied to the side. So that's what Shaila in...
It's like
the last time they did it, and it's like the quote
that they did that.
Those are thousands of times going on, but they daven minta before the Shia, and myriv before the Shia, before the Shia. And the Tam claims that this is based on Abdul and the Rabbana. And you can do tied to the Sat Rabbi Rabbanon. And most of the Rishonim reject the Rabbi in the time. You can't do that tied to the Sat. Well, that's the Shaila. What if you're in a community where there's only one minion in the community? So either you follow the minion, you daven tied to the Sat with the seal of the people, and then with the seal of the people. Or if you'll just daven in the seal of the city, then you're going to be left. Myra, you're going to daven without a minion, without the people. So should you prefer to daven tied to the Sastri relying on the Rabbi Nisam and the Ramban? Should you daven tied to the Sastri in order to have seal of the people?
Or should you say no, that you know, the tefillah only enhances the tefillah if you have the tefillah done properly. Not only do you have the tefillah done properly, you even have the icing on top of the cake, you even have the tefillah also. But if the extra tefillah is attached to the tzatzit, there's something improper with the tefillah, so what are you enhancing, what are you gaining that you have tefillah? The tefillah, the whole company is in the wrong spot. But that's a nature shaila, and it's the Buri Kos Lavach and the Sefer Ola Tzomit. It's the Sefer Ola Chaim, so the first Sefer Ola Chaim is called Ola Tzomit. And the Sefer Ola Shabbat is called Ola Shabbat. So in the Sefer Ola Tzomit, I'm here with Mincha Meire, that the Mishnah Berurah Kos Ola Tzomit Paskir, that if a person is in a community, the only minyan they have is the davening tied to the tzatzit. So he has the option of either davening with the minyan, davening tied to the tzatzit, or davening one or the other to Yechidus. So the Mishnah Berurah Kos Ola Tzomit, that he should daven the tzibur. You should have a tefillah of the tzibur, even though it's going to be tied to the tzibur. Moshe Feinstein writes in one of his Igros Moshe, he doesn't quote the Mishnah Berurah conveniently. The Poskim, whenever they have any, says that all the time. Whenever he wants to prove that something is so-so, he'll quote all the Malkam. Whenever he knows that everybody's against him, he'll say, the same as the Apostle would appear. What do you mean, the same as the Apostle? They say the same is wrong. That's the same as the Apostle would appear. That's what all the people write, sure, they all write like that. So when Moshe wants to, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, says when he wants to disagree, that sometimes he'll quote and he'll build up a whole case, sometimes he'll just ignore. But if I know the Mishnah Berurah, he sure knew the Mishnah Berurah. He knew the Mishnah Berurah, he knew the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't quote the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't have a shiloh. What's the din? You live in a community, and they daven tied to the tzatzit, so should you daven tefillah, the tzibur should be daven yechidus in order to avoid tied to the tzatzit. He thinks that you shouldn't daven the tzibur. He thinks that it's preferable to daven the yechidus to daven tied to the tzatzit. It's not a mention down the tzibur.
Okay. The shiloh passes also to try to daven mincha, the yachid before shiyah, and the daven tzibur after shiyah. Is that such an opposite to tzibur?
No. It's a shiloh. It's a different shiloh. I mean, no, it's a daven mincha for the shiyah.
It's
a shayla. It's a different shayla. It's a different rabbi in itself. Rami later, no, it's a different rabbi in itself. Rami later. Menes is also the shayla of Tati the Tati. Menes is also the shayla of Tati the Tati. They don't really recommend that people should daven tefillah from double the amount. That's a good. So the Rambam says no. You're quoting that Tashara Tzirah and puts it on the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, if your chazan is davening in the shul, and he's afraid that he may not have nine people paying attention, everybody's doing something else, it's going to block Brachal of Atollah. If you don't have nine people paying attention. So the Chazan, before he starts the Chazarat HaShah, should have in mind, in case I don't have people paying attention, everyone's going to be schmoozing and talking. That the Chazan, my brother, you should have in mind, on the weekdays in the Lord, you should have in mind, there should be a tefillah from Dovah. But it doesn't mean that all the time Chazarat HaShah, if you dab it in a normal shul, you're not normal shul.
No problem.
All the people sit quietly and they listen to the Chazarat HaShah, the Chazan shouldn't have in mind that there should be a tefillah from Dovah. Have in mind, this is Chazarat HaShah. The Shabbat says if you daven in a noisy shul and you're afraid that you may not have nine people paying attention, yeah. And it says in the Makabe Karva, that will be a brachos of brachos of Atala. You don't have nine people paying attention. So I want to daven brachos of Atala, so then it gives you the taste to have in mind. In case you don't have nine people davening, so won't be Chazar HaShah. That will be a tefillah from Dov. But normally we don't recommend to daven tefillah.
Doesn't it feel
first? Yeah, can daven double the shul chiyuv. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to daven tefillah from double. So tefillah from is like bringing a carpet in double in the Beit Hamikdash. Tefillah are like carpet. And Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you're not permitted to bring carpet. How am I? You may, but Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to bring carpet. So we're left back at square one over here. Rashi says we pass more like the Mishnah that the earliest time you can fulfill the mitzvah kriyat shema is after the Pesach Tuchavim. He's not with the kasha. How come he got married in shul so early right after the shiur? The Rashi says married is good. The bichas kriyas is good. Just kriyas ma is kriyas. So you say kriyas ma ala mitzvah later he is. The Tosfos has the whole series of kashas that he says can't be. So the Rabbi Tam says that we follow that Yudas. I but we follow the Rabbanan from Yudas. Yes, we follow the Rabbanan from Yudas. We follow Yudas from Yudas. I decide to the Tosfos. Does not it. The Rambanan have been in some old tied to the Tosfos. Does not it. You can daven tied to the Tosfos. Most of the Rishonim hold it's not true. You can't daven tied to the Tosfos. You can't say, take it up on the cool the tied to the Tosfos. Men who shall will reject that and she said, you don't say Dabash Kamara of Dabara. Kriyashna. Krishna is the right. What do you say to the Rabban of the Kula? The Rabban came out like the Rabban of the Kriyashna is the right. They have to come up with a new answer. But they quote in the name of the Ray. That we don't ask like this Tam Mishnu. The Mishnu says the earliest you can fulfill the mitzvah Kriyashma at night is after say Sakhachavim. But on the day, on day, on the day, the Gemara quotes other Tanayim who disagree. Who say that you can fulfill the mitzvah Kriyashma earlier time. So some of them all, after Shkia, we're learning more. After Shkia. So the Reef says that that's how we're talking. The Minag Oilam is Koveya, as the Gemara says later in Brachas, the Gemara says in other places. If the Minag is Koveya, what the din is? So since the Minag Oilam is, that they got married early, obviously we assume that we have accepted La Loche against the Allah at this time of Shkia. You have assumed the opinion that you heard the Kriyash Marley and found the fact of the Sassi. You follow the sheet of those Tanoim. That the man of the Kriyashma is earlier than Tei Sakharov. Ah, if you say Kriyashma at that time, then what is the Yishalmi talking about? Rashi quoted that Yishalmi. Yishalmi asked the Kasha, why do we say Kriyashma? What's the Kasha? The answer was given. And the answer was given. Can you honor the Sinner because of the Tei Sakharov? So the Yishalmi brought it with the Kasha, two lines from the end of the text, on the second wide line of the text. So all the comments of Yishalmi, the Bamani Karmi Beis HaKnesset, what's the kasha? If the Reed says that you are yet to Kriyashma Shul, not like Rashi. Rashi, you read the Yishalmi, it's a chupo. Part of Shani Yishalmi, you're not yet to Kriyashma Shul. The Reed should just say, Birchas Kriyashma Shul Manasseh. So why do you say the Tashi is a Kriyashma? Kriyashma is a Tzimam, it's a Tzimam, it's a Tzimam. But according to the Reed, that you were yet to Kriyashma. So what's the difficulty in Yishalmi? And for Tzimis, no, that's a different thing. They say Kriyashma in my room the way we say. They say it for the sake of Kriyashma. Yishalmi is talking about a different practice that we don't have. We used to recite Kriyashma before they began to daven. Like we say Asher before Mincha. They used to say Kriyashma before they daven. Before they daven what? Mincha Myra is Machlech Yitzhak Rishayim. That's the same with Mufurish. Mufurish and Machlech Yitzhak Rishayim. Darmashayim, in Achrayim, it's all Machlech Yitzhak Rishayim. Yom Tov on the bottom of the Rosh has a whole filter about this. Achrayim have a dispute. And Rishayim quoted the two versions. Darmashayim quotes that the Yishalmi needs to say, instead of saying Asher before Mincha, they used to say Shema before Mincha. And others say no. Instead of saying Behurachim before Baruch Hu, they said Kriyashma before Baruch Hu. And then they say Kriyashma again, in the middle of the Birchas Kriyashma. So why in the world did they say Kriyashma before Baruch Hu? Because they are on the Tzimam, it doesn't make sense. You're going to say Kriyashma another half a minute. That's why many of Shem say, no, go to Mincha. And instead of saying Ashrei like we say, Ashrei before Mincha, before Shema Nesli, they didn't say Ashrei. They said Shema before Mincha. What do you say, Shema? They've shot the whole Kamek almost twice a day. Rashi says it goes in the middle of the Rashi says it goes in the middle of the Kriyashma, and the Birchas Kriyashma is good, but what's the Kriyashma for? The Rashi says the Kriyashma, you're not making anything with, it's just to be honest with you and tell them it is. But the Rishi says, no, the Kriyashma that you say in the middle of Myrid, you are yanking with. So what is Yerushalmi's question and answer all about? She says, no, that's a different meaning that we no longer have. We can guess only one. We're trying to get. So what was this meaning that we no longer have? Oh, they used to say Kriyashma before they began to daven. Before they began to daven what? Because the Rishonim had the first two verses. Before they began to daven, instead of Asher, they said Shema. Instead of Hurachim, before Baruch Hu, they said Shema. Either way, it's strict. That's what they just said. Back to the Sassi, if you say that it's based on Rav Yudah, the Rabbon, the Rabbit, Tamar, Rabbit, the Rabbit, Tamar, Rabbit, and we're following the Rabbonim regarding Mincha, and we're following Rav Yudah regarding Mayim. Now the Mincha says, no, we don't follow Rav Yudah or the Rabbonim. We follow a different Tana on our day. Who says you follow that Tana? The Minigolim is Koseya. So if you follow, the Gemara has learned, no, Zalma Kahanik, the Plot Stelvin. The Gemara says later in Prophet that the Minigolim is like this Tana, like that Tana. We're talking about observant religious people who observe all the other Dina Pera. We're not talking the Midigarden is that people are non-adaptic in Boston Bacolos and non-adaptic in Shabbos. So we're not talking about observant people who observe normally all the demon, all the mitzvahs hatera. But still the maker are a certain issue, so we assume the Midigarden indicates that it's something that that's Bacolos. That's what the Re understands. The fact that the Midig is that we got married so early, no gamma like the Tana on Arabic, all that that is this man of Shriyashma. Shriya. So the Midig is usually gathered, right?
The Midig is usually gathered, right?
Yeah, the Mamin was like the Rabbanah, not like Rabbi Yudah. We follow the Rabbanah, the Mincha is up until Shkia. And Meir is right away. The Meir is right away. There's Man Krishna. We follow the sheep of that. That says, Man Krishna is in the Shkia. 1 2 minutes after the Shkia. Different versions of the Shkia.
But it's not that there's not a of Kriyashma against the Kriyashma. No, there's not a Kriyashma. It's either that's key of three form and the fifth dimension. When Shul is davening Myra before Shkia, and the davening Lama started to start davening Mincha, after the flying of Mincha Myra is before Lila. So the Rav Eidah Tam holds there's nothing wrong, start to the Sashi. But it's Myra, you can even do start to the Sashi. But most of the Rishonim disagree that what if the community is doing like the Rav Eidah Tam? Many communities, they do like the Rav Eidah Tam. So, but it's really improper. That's the Shaila. What should you do? That the dispute of Rabbi Rabbanan are even applied to creation. That's how Titus quotes Rabbi Nitzan. That's at that point the Rush dispute. The Rush says, who says?
So Titus says, Nisthamas. This is Rav davened earlier on Friday night. Nisthamas, he said creation.
But the Rush says, who says? That's what I think. He didn't say creation.
He says the Russian is perfect, but we don't pass my Tassan Mishnah. He just says,
yeah.
He said that's what the Tassan Mishnah holds, and we don't pass my Tassan Mishnah. We pass like the opinion in the Brisa. Usually we say halachic Tassan Mishnah, but sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. So he says the fact that the living Golem is that they got married so early is no doubt for there that the Tassan is like the Tassan in the Brisa.
No, the Dabi Musa before the Shkia, the Mara is right after the Shkia. The same Kriyashma before St. Patrikhov. So the Rabbi Nassam says that your father has used his opinion. Since the Rabbi Nassam could have gotten Mara an hour and a quarter earlier, they can say Kriyashma also. So he says regarding Kriyashma, your father has used his opinion. That is the way he hears my Kriyashma. But the fact of the fact is that you just got moved to the last tower in court. No, you got an answer to the screen. No, no, that's our practice today. In the summertime, in many communities, we dive in real type of assassin. We dive in after the plan of Mara before the Shkia. But there are many times we're not talking about that. We're talking about a different type of assassin. We dive in Mincha right before the Shkia, Mara right after the Shkia. So Mara right after the Shkia is not a type of assassin, but Kriya Shema. How do you get to Kriya Shema? Because we follow the Hanara and the Rabbi Yudishin. It's not safe. It's not safe. We follow Rabbi Yudishin. But the Mincha we dive in right before the Shkia within the hour of the quarter. So he said, that's the type of assassin. We dive in Mincha late in Kriya Shema. But the Mincha late from Myra Verde, that's not a side to the side. That's normal. The Mincha with the Shmanecha Myra, that's not a problem. The Mincha with the Kriyashma Myra, that's the side to the side. So the Kriyashma Shah Myra, we follow the beauty. The Mincha, we follow the Rabbah. That's the side to the side.
But for Aristotle, we don't got the
So the Mishnah Berurah says the correct, the more correct thing is to daven Mincha before the plug of Mincha Myra there for the plug so there won't be a fire in the more later on called Kesson and Bays speaks about the 18 brachas of the same as Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah on Chof Chesed and Bez speaks about Shmoneh Esrei brachas. And the Gemara asks right after the Mishnah, the first question right after the Mishnah, how do you test Kineged Mi? How did the Tanoim know that they should institute a tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei with 18 brachas? Where's the resource in Tanakh? It's interesting, we spoke last night, the din is, the Rishayim from the din is that when you daven, the Nusach HaTefillah, the Hebrew has to be a biblical Hebrew. You're not supposed to compose, let's say the Rabbanut composed the tefillah of the Shlom Amdina and all kinds of tefillahs, they composed in a very modern Hebrew. So the Rishayim say that it's not proper. All the tefillahs that Anshik Tesagadav and Yisrachan are all based on biblical Hebrew. And the Abu Dram and the Manig and the Ibn Yarkin and all the other Shlomim have a marker in Tanakh for every single word, every single phrase that appears in the Siddur. Every single phrase in the city is based on biblical Piyutim, are not necessarily based on biblical Hebrew, but the Tfilas, the Dashes, and the Mesachim are all based on biblical Hebrew. So the Gemara holds over here, not only should the Nusach be based, it should be a biblical Hebrew, but you have to have a marker in Tanakh for the number of the brachas. So the Gemara says, where do you find anywhere in Tanakh that there are eight, there's such a concept of a Shemana Esa, Tfilas, with 18 brachas? The Gemara says, a marker from Tfilas. Oh, well, Hashem in Ayelim has 18 times Shem Hashem. Yudchet Aschor, that's what the meaning is in many shuls, that's his sin. Like Kabbalah Shabbat, his sin, so that's Perik and Tillim, because like you stand for the Shemana. So that has 18 Aschor. Then the Gemara continues on the next daf. Around 20 lines from the top, on Chof Tetzim Beis, right after the two dots. The line begins, Hani Shevet the Shabbat, but can I get on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Shemana Esrei consists of seven brachas. The Gimel Rishon and Gimel Acharis, and the bracha in the middle is the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. The Gemara says, where do you find the Makor in Tanakh for a tefillah with seven brachas? The Gemara gives a Makor, Keneged Shiva Kari L'Shama David Al Amar. And how do you have a Makor for the nine brachas on Shemana Esrei of Rosh Hashanah? The Amar is of Ben Shokas in the three beginning three. The Gemara gives a Makor for that also. The Chana was an Akora, she was Nifkid on Rosh Hashanah. And in the Tfilas Chana, she says Shem Hashem nine times. So since she mentioned Shem Hashem nine times, we have a marker that such a thing exists, a tefillah with nine brachas. The Gemara says on a tiny seed, the Mishnah says in Tainis that the Chazim, when he repeats the Shemana Esrei, adds on an additional six brachas to the 18 brachas of the Shemana Esrei, makes a sum total of 24. We have a marker in Tanakh, Shemana Esrei tefillah with 24 brachas, we get that marker 24 brachas. Interesting. So the Gemara says that you have to have a marker in Tanakh to compose a tefillah. That's what Chaim Aloshin writes in the Nefesh HaChaim, that the Gemara has Aloshin here, that there were 120 Chachamim in the Asher Knesset HaGdolo, with Kufchas, the Kain, the Behem Kama Nevi'im. There were amongst them many Nevi'im who composed the Nusach of the Tfilah. What does the Gemara add on that expression of Behem Kama Nevi'im? So that Chaim Aloshin writes, if you're interested in being Nusach in the Nusach of Tfilah, the Zayrez, you have to have Nevi'im to know how to compose the Nusach of Tfilah. You can't compose the Nusach of Tfilah without a Kareha Nevi'im. Someone's going to compose the greatest static of our generation doesn't have Nebuah. How can you compose the Nusach? You have to know what to say, what to not what to say. Gemara says, Nimal Gursa Hashem HaShem Yom Kol Tehilos. The person who's going to stop praising without an end. Gemara says, make that up, Yechir of the Gibel. Doesn't have a phrase like Gemara says in the Gila. The farmer doesn't have a hasod of what wealth is. He's going to say, oh, the king of my country is so rich, he has $25 in the city. Yeah, $25. That's not so, $25 is nothing. The king is so rich, he has millions of dollars. Going to praise the Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is so powerful, he can even cook a cup of coffee in half a minute. The whole God of Baruch Hu cook a cup of coffee, yeah, half a minute. He can do much greater things than that. When you speak about the power of the Godless of the Baruch Hu, you have to know what you're talking about. So the Gemara says that you have to have a Kayach HaNevuah to know how to word the Nusach HaTzila and how to say how many brachas it is. The Rav Soloveitchik called used to explain every year before Hashanah, he used to explain, L'yayulam Nishmane Esmei HaRosh Hashanah should really have 10 brachas. You should have Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis. And Rabin Avram, and Mechaya, and Eitzim, and Akela, and Kodesh, and the last three brachas, every Shmoneh Esrei, the Gimel Rishon, and Gimel Achron. Then you should have Malchus, the Chayin, and Shurkus, and Musas, and Nidus. Then you should have a bracha, and Yishu, and Tagay. Then the others should have really been 10 brachas. But they had a tradition that you can't have a tefillah of 10 brachas. There's no makor in Tanakh. You have a makor for 7 brachas, for 9 brachas, 18 brachas, and the Gemara has a makor for 19 and 24. You can't have in between. So the 10 brachas that they wanted to say, they had to squeeze in to 9 brachas. So that's why the Tanoim and Rosh Hashanah had a dispute, how do you squeeze in the 10 brachas into 9? They're obviously going to combine 2 of the 10 brachas. So the Tanoim had a machloek is, which 2 do you combine? So there were 3 shittas. So Bechad Anuri says that you insert the Malchiyos into the 3rd bracha, into the Kedushas Hashem, into the Kedushas Hashem. You have the 1st bracha is Avos, then you have Gvuroi, Mechai Amech, and then you have Kedushas Hashem. And you include Malchus in Kedushas Hashem because the things are similar. Then the next bracha is Zichronis. Not the one we have. The next bracha is Shaykhus. And you have the Gimel Achronis. And we talk in not so. We talk like the other time in Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. No. The Amat of Ben Shurvis are the middle three brachas. And you combine together Kedushas Hayyim. Kedushas Hayyim together with Malchus. You combine Kedushas Hayyim with Malchus. And the Gemara has a third opinion. The Mishnah has a third opinion. No. That just like on a Shabbos and a Yom, the Kedushas Hayom is the middle bracha, so too on Rosh Hashanah, the Kedushas Hayom should be combined with the Chaynes, the middle bracha. So how do we pass the Lamacha? So the Rambam doesn't write a Psach. The Rambam doesn't write a Psach. Only the Siddur. In the end of the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes you the Siddur. He writes the Siddur the way we have. that you combine in the fourth bracha, you have two brachas together, you have malchus together with the kedusha sayyaris. Why doesn't he write in the Hilchos Tfilos that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Gamliel? So the Zafzal Eshi said, Hashem Rav Chaim, based on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Yevet, if you follow Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, and you'll say Malchus in the third bracha, Kedushas Hashem, or if you'll say Malchus like Rabbi Gamliel in the middle of, if you'll say Kedushas Hayyai, in the middle of the Chorash, in the bracha, you'll be able to the Yevet. You can write Zavit Tamara, Rabbi Yerushalmi, Zavit Tamara, Zavit Tamara, Zavit. It's just a question of Nusach, what's the meaning? You can have been the only edition of Intembro. But the Allah says you can't have a Shema as Intembro, you have to squeeze it into nine. Now you squeeze it in, it's like feel to me, you can buy these two, these two, these two, everything is good. The Gemara just says, the Gemara says that in Yavne, one of the Muslims, I think, was a Shlech Tibur, and that was found out Rosh Hashanah, and he did like Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. He said Malchus in the middle of Kedushas Hashem, in the middle of the Kodesh, before Malach HaKodesh. So Rabbi Gamliel told him, Loikein Ha'ilu Negin, that's not the way we did it last year. What did he say? Lokeinu Yinu Negin. No, lo yotzosi dechavos. We're not going to scream. Stop clapping like any normal person would do. No, start making a whole war. We're not going to do anything out of Davido. So it would appear from the Brisa that the Gemara quotes it to Sefer in Russia, and he didn't scream. After he finished those manas, he walked over. He said, "That's not the way we fizzah. That's not the way we did it." What did he do? That's not. It appears to be Gemara Yigya. He said, "Lokeinu Yinu Negin." The only thing is one of many. The vice versa for the end, yes, that's why the Rambam doesn't quote it in the Hilchos Tfilo, but only quote it in the Nusach of the Siddur, when you quote them in the Nusach Chayes. So he quotes the more correct Nusach is that you should combine the Malchus with the Birchas Kedushas Hayom. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that his uncle has a sefer, Rav Krakowski, son of Rav Chaim, of the Vilna Stotman, who used to be the Rosh Hashanah Vilna. And he has a safe on the Rambam on Madan Havad that's called Avodah Samela. He printed it on 20 years ago. He quotes things from Avodah Salvation, quotes from Yosha. They're salvation in the safe. He has there a suggestion that what we say in the middle of Pasuk Kodesh, Yishim Kodesh, middle of Hashem Kippur, we say the same thing, Pasuk Hashem Alkeinu, that's a carryover from Avodah Menuri. That the Yishalmi lives in half of Eretz Yisrael and Galil, the meaning was like Avodah Menuri. The Gemara says that even in Yehuda, where they didn't have that meaning, if you follow that bit in the news, you'll be able to be able. So in the Sefer Avodah Samelach, he suggests that he thinks that where did the tears come from? And so all of a sudden, in the middle, he doesn't say anything. He's supposed to add on anything to the bracha of the Kodesh. He said he thought, he thinks that that was the introduction to the bracha of Malchus. The same thing follows the description. Whenever you have the Malchus of Hashem, you have to have three parts to the bracha. The Gemara says in Hashem. You have to have the introduction to the bracha is a statement of emunah, that we believe in the theme of Malchus, we believe in the theme of the Zechariah, we believe in the theme of Shirk. You have to spell out what the theme is. And then we quote the middle section of Avraham Shabbat, you quote Sukkim from Tanakh to prove that it's so. It says in Torah Vadim Sukkim. You quote six Sukkim, the Torah Vadim Sukkim. You quote them Sukkim. And then the conclusion of the Avraham Shabbat is a Hakosha. Please, we're going to see to it that this thing should be fulfilled. The theme of Malchus should be fulfilled. And then at the end of the Chayim's altar, the Chayim's the Kardash of the end of the service, Kabbash of the Chayim's Seinu. The conclusion of each one of the Malchus Rishab is the Bakash al Habo. The beginning is a statement of the Amunah. We believe in these three statements of Amunah. Malchus Rishab is the middle section is the proof from the Tanakh. And the final concluding section is the Bakash al Habo. So the Avodah Samelach, right, he thinks that the Chayim Fein Pasuchor is not a Bakash al Habo. Please, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, see to it that everybody should have Yerushalayim, the Chayim Fein Pasuchor. He thinks, no, that the word Tein is a statement. We have a Mun Shlema that the day will come that everybody will be Mekabel Olam Atman. It's a statement. That was the beginning. That was the introductory section to the Bracha of Malchus. The way Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri had it inserted over there. And even though I don't follow Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, but it's a nice tear. So we left it in the middle of Hatzikos. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik over here can say every year. Based on this Gemara, we understand what the whole issue is in the Tanoim. What's the problem? Well, they have a mock like, take 10 brachas. A nice rock like it. Should have been 10 brachas. They said, no, they had a kabbalah that every tefillah has to be based on Tanakh, not only the signal. The Nusra of the tefillah, the Lashon, the mitzvah of brachas has to be based on some source in Tanakh. And there's no source for 10 brachas. They had to squeeze in two brachas together to make 9 out of 10. So those are the three different versions, and they're all good to the other. It's just the Shaila Hatzilim, which is the more correct way of combining the 10 brachas to make them into one.